All right. Alcoholism, 6 lines in the bottom.
We just completed the Gemara about Tananim to our Kossin, about being the Shamea Kossin and Kaaba by the Suda. The next member in the Gemara is the Omer Avchelva, Omer Avunah. The Gemara had quoted previously members of Avchelva, the name of Avunah. So that's why it has evolved. The Omer Avchelva. Avchelva quotes another member from Avunah. Kolodim Sheish, Mahim Hashemayim, Dvorav Nishmoyim. Sometimes you have politics, sometimes you have an issue, and you don't know whom to listen to. It's a shayla of the shayla of the din, so you listen, whichever makes more sense, so you follow that. If it's something else, sometimes you have an issue of politics, so you don't know whom to follow. So often, the one who has Yerushalayim, the people will listen to him. They'll assume that because it has Yerushalayim, it's somewhere whether his judgment is right or wrong, then Hashemayim will see to it that, that it should work.
That's called today's Hashemayim?
Yes.
Hashemayim.
Yes.
He's talking about not Hashemayim.
Now the Gemara has the expression not Hashemayim, but in the Gemara it means just the opposite. The Gemara has in the Terekir Anasha, the Gemara has in Machlekes HaTanai, whether the Yisigir Anasha applies only to one of the two legs of the animal, or it applies to both legs. The front legs are called the hands, and the back legs are called the legs. So the machlokes in the Gemara, does it apply only to one of the two, or does it apply to both? According to the Talmud, it only applies to one of the two legs, and vice versa, does it apply to the right leg? Does it apply to the right leg or to the left leg? The Gemara says that if you hold it only applies to one of the two, it probably applies to the right leg. So the Gemara wants to know, why should it apply to the right leg? Is that Das Taira or is that Das Meitah? So if you read the Gemara there, the first Das Meitah means a Das Taira means a Pasuk. The Taira is a Pasuk. And Das Meitah means what we say a Svara. That's cool. Das Meitah means a Svara. And Das Taira means that it's a Taira is a Pasuk. But today, in common usage, Das Taira means like this. When it comes to politics, you assume that the one who has Yerushalayim will be given a Siyata Rishmaya to get the right Mahalak. So the Gemara says, often that's the way it turns out. That the one who has Yerushalayim, the people will respect him more than the others, and they'll follow his political relation. Emma, the Pasuk says in the end of Kohelet, Tzorz Dovo HaKol Nishmo, Hesel Nishim Yiroh, the Tulei.
He needs parties when he's out there, otherwise everybody moves to them.
Yeah, so the Gemara has to come from Yerushalayim, the Gemara. That's the problem. The Pasuk says, Tzorz Dovo, Ezra, the Kini Raw, then it's going to be Hakol Nishma. That's how the Gemara interprets the Pasuk. We interpret usually the Pasuk completely differently. That's in a different shot. The Gemara Dashim, we have a different level of interpretation. Hakol Nishma, if it's Ezra, the Kini Raw, your words will be listened to, the people will follow your political advice if you are Yeresha Mayim. And now the Shah is, if that's the way you're reading the Pasuk in this additional level of interpretation, that's Yipshuto. The Pasuk Shah for the Pasuk is, that's how Hakol Nishma, the upshot of the whole history of the human situation is, that you have to have Yerushalayim, Tizekal Hotem, that's the main essence of a human being. And the Bali Muslim in Europe used to say, the Darshanim in Europe used to say that it's not that a person who's lacking Yerushalayim is lacking a certain need of service. No, it's Nishken Mensch. A Mensch on Yerushalayim is Nishken Mensch. As the Pasuk says, Tizekal Hotem, this is the essence of the human being. If the person does not have Yerushalayim, it's a Nishken Mensch B'chol. But the Gemara is giving a different level of interpretation, in the sense of Hakol Nishma Tzav King Yiroh. Not the way we read. First of all, Kol Nishma, the upshot of the whole story of the human situation is, Kolvin, Ezra the King Yiroh, have Yerushalayim, it's in Tzav Nishmor, and you should keep the Torah and the Mitzvah. Tzav Kolvin, that's the topless of the human person, that's the Iker of what man should do. The Gemara is saying, not show an additional level of interpretation, Hakol Nishma, because that's all King Yiroh. The one of the Yerushalayim will be Matzliach, and his opinion will carry weight. So how do you conclude Tzav Kolvin? How do you mean by that? So the Gemara says, Tzav Kolvin is a description of this one who has Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Lozer, the interpretation is like this, Amar Rav Lozer, Kol Olam Kulo, and Yisrael B'Shvuv Zeh. Tzav Kolvin, it would be kedai to create the whole world just for this one person. B'Shvuv Zeh. That's how the Midrash was said, the first pasuk in the beginning of the Rashi, that Hashem Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon alone. Why? Yechidi? Because the topless of the Bria really is for one product. So what do you create the rest of the world for? So the Rambam writes in the Hadamah to the Tirush HaMishnah that if the Baruch Hu would only create one person, and one table, one chair, and one shot to come from, and that's all. So first of all, life would be very difficult. Who would prepare the food for him, and who would prepare the clothes, and who would plow, and who would plant, and who would harvest, and so on. And who would wash his clothes and everything. And then secondly, he would get bored to death. He would go out of his mind. He wouldn't have anything for entertainment. He wouldn't have anything for amusement. And so the Bishlok commented on the passage that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to create Chavos, so he said, Eshelo Eidra Kenegdo. So he said that the Tachlis was really for one person. He had one person who was excited, who was worth creating the whole world. Like the Gemara says, create the world for one static is good enough. So what do you need such a big world for with all the galaxies, with all the stars, and with all the people, and with all the animals, and everything, with all the snakes, and with all the birds, everything just for one person? But the Rambam writes for two reasons. Aza and Kenegda. One is Aza, that they should be able to help him out. That he's just going to be one person, and he's going to have to prepare all of the food himself, prepare the clothes himself, everything to himself. So you have an Aza, you have Kenegda. That it shouldn't be bored, that it should be interesting, there should be a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of music. They created a big world as a Canadian.
Yes.
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 Yes. An interesting Rav Mahaberi wouldn't be able to,
he would violate them.
I don't know.
Safer. If there wouldn't be a chaver, he wouldn't have those
meals. No, there would be a torpedo. That's
what he
was dying. That would be
happening.
Yeah. Oh,
it would live forever.
It would
have been created.
I don't know. But theoretically, you know.
But theoretically, you know, religion is recycled by Torah and then he created the 3D world. So there are going to move on with chaver and the Torah. We have to create.
Some of the Nedesh means that the Rebbe Shalom created the world in such a way that it shouldn't be in contradiction to the Torah. Look to the Torah and created the world, that it shouldn't be a contradiction. That everything should fit in. So that's what the first Madama says, that the topless of the Biri world, it really was, for one person, Ela Bishvilter. Abam Ba'kanon, Mishalpul Zeh, Keneged Kol Olam Kul. It's the same similar idea. Shirim Ben Adi Yair Nehra, Amad Arab Shinim Ben Zeh, Maimer, Kol Olam Kul, Adi Yivrela, the Tzvaz, Lo Zeh. Tzvaz means to accompany him. It's like the Bish Grosh Rambam, there it says, Kenegdo. It shouldn't be Mishayim. The one Tzvaz shouldn't look into the desolate, empty world and just to lose his mind, so this is for entertainment purposes.
French helmet
from a Strass
helmet.
Strass is a flyer.
Strass
means a
chavrusha.
That's probably the word Strass, the literal translation of Strass. That's what means a flyer. The person usually greets you, so you should greet him also. Today it's a lost thought. To greet everyone is so busy, they have no time to greet anybody. It must be about how important it is to say, to greet people, and to answer when they greet you. Not to love, have to lie. If somebody greets you, you don't answer him back. Aleichem Shalom, with the same friendly smile, with the same friendship that he gives you. Nikra Gazlan, because the only reason why I greeted you is because I thought that you're a friend of mine. There's going to be a little relationship of friendship over here. If I would have known in advance that you're going to give me a cold shoulder, you're not going to answer me back here nicely. You're not going to be friendly with me. I wouldn't have befriended you in the first place. But whenever I give you friendship, it's understood that it's like a matana on the clock, so to speak. I'm showing you friendship, then you should show me back friendship. I'm going to escape. But if I give you, you don't give me back. Look like Zayla. I gave you this like Allah Tanai. What if I give you a matana Allah Tanai? You don't fulfill the Tanai. So then you have to give me back the matana. Let's say I give you a little bit of an answer, the matana on the clock, and you never give it back. It comes out that you're not getting to the mitzvah of Lula because you're Yishalachem, and you're not Yishalachem, and you're Lula Bagozo. They also be Gemara says, when I greet a person, when I show friendship to someone, and it was understood in the first place that the friendship was that he should act back with friendship, and he doesn't, then Mikra Gazlan, he's gobbling the kindness that I gave him. Shinema, that then the item I carry him, Zeus Oni Bevatechem. They have all of the stolen goods from the poor people. What can they steal from the poor people? From the rich people. You know, they got nothing, come to Washington Heights. Because they know that there's much to steal. Whatever they come to the rich, they have to steal. Yeah. What are they going to steal from the poor people? So the Gemara says, and Rashi says further, what's the difference when you steal from the poor, you steal from the rich? If anything, you steal more from the rich than from the poor. Because they don't find out what they mean. That there's something that you can steal from the poor people. They have something to steal. What? And they show you friendship, you don't give it back. That's a form of, that's a form of this.
People doubt you.
See? Is that only a singular thing? You have to be mapped to all the names to an office?
Okay, I'm not sure.
You're
taking a ready and a student also, or is that only an equal? Like, if I have a friend of mine, I realize we're on the same level, so I just don't...
Yeah, it's a loser. Yeah. Not really. They go to Sean, they say good morning. Maybe it's a Rebbe, you say Sean,
or Rebbe, you can't say good morning. Is this first student that would say Sean to the Rebbe, or the Rebbe?
The Ramok was Yerushalmi like that, that by a Rebbe, the prophet, the heresy required that you shouldn't greet the Rebbe first, straight to the Rebbe greet you, and then answer him back. Based on the Yerushalmi, course, the prophet in Egypt, the Egypt was such another mitzvah that the people would always stay away from him. They had such their acheres videos, the pastor says, we're ruining the orange in that bowl. If the young people saw me, they would hide. They would be afraid to say, Shalom. Yes, but by one of those, I think they knew that. No? They want to say, wait till the Rebbe greets them.
Yeah.
Shalom
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah. The Gemara in Chulin has such a similar thing. The Gemara speaks there about Geneva Zahar. That's the issue of Geneva Zahar. So the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, that's how Tamar Shem said the first question in the Gemara, that Geneva Zahar doesn't sound that I fool someone into believing something that's not so. Geneva Zahar, I'll be passing this means a different thing. That I fool a person into believing that I'm doing him a favor, and I'm not doing him a favor. And because, let's say I walked to the hospital, because the relative is in the hospital, then someone else is there, so I walked into their room, also, and I said, I walked all the way on Shabbos just to see you. And it's not true. If I walk in and I don't say anything, and he figures, oh, I walked all the way, he thanks me, it's his mistake. And the Gemara says, I didn't fool him. If I walk in and I say, I walked all the way on Shabbos afternoon just to greet you, so the Gemara says, that's a neighbor's job. So I had it. Shakur? Okay.
Okay.
So not only
the
Gemara's job. Okay. So what's the use of neighbor's job? What's the use of neighbor's job? So some of you said, the nature of these ignorant thoughts is, if I'll do you a favor, then some of you will repay the favor to me in some way or another. Someday you'll walk a mile to greet me, or you'll go out of your way to greet me, and I really didn't do anything for you. I really went to visit the other person, and then I came and I said...
But there's still a thing in Vikacharu?
Yes. The next believe that I did the person a favor, the Gemara has the same doubt in the name of the Zahar. The Gemara has the case, I'm selling trade for food to a guy. I'm a butcher, and I have kosher flesh, and I have once in a while, the chef to the next available, so I have your last. On kosher or non-kosher meat. So the non-kosher flesh I sell to the goy. I tell the goy, well, you should know that this is absolutely glatt kosher. Well, that's enough for me to the goy. He thinks, ooh, I'm giving him glatt kosher at the price of the Davis of Traces. I'm giving him very, and he thinks that it's healthier, the meat is healthier, and so on, and it's in the Davis of Traces. So because he thinks that I'm doing him a favor, and someday he'll be marketing to me, and someday in the future he'll repay that favor to me. So that's the Gemara considered an act of Geneva. The Gemara considered that an act of Geneva. Yes, the Muslim Geneva Satana, Geneva Satana, so I feel the Muslim died to Shabbat in the zone. That's what we know is down there.
They
add. If the other fellow makes a mistake in everything, so only if you mislead him into believing that you're doing him this extra thing. Yeah, the question is, what is the sheker? What's the process that after the sheker? The sheker chun is only straight on the sheker tirchik says they money. When you come, when I say a lie, I owe him money and I deny that I owe him money. Or when it comes to any moment, is this the original process in the Torah? When it's not a matter of money, so there's really no issue of the sheker tirchik. If the difference is, we have to follow the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Allah to the drachah. And one of the leaders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Midas or Emes. Not only is one of the leaders, the Gemara says, Chai Shomash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. That's when he signs his name. The Gemara says in Yuma, all I got is that a note came down from heaven and was signed, and the signature said Emes. And they understood that this was signed by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Because Chai Shomash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. In other words, his father is the Hebrew. So in other words, the Midah of Emes is not a Midah of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's one of the major Midahs, it's not the major Midah. That's why we have to have the Midah for Emes, because we're all after the Jochot. And Allah tell a lie, and Allah cheats on an exam, and so on, that's a different Midah. It's not because of the Rashay Ketircha. The Rashay Ketircha is a Midah when it comes to money. Unless, let's say, cheating on the exam, in the gate to the college students. Sitting on the exam, he's going to win leading award. When it comes to graduation, so I'm going to get the award that the other fellow deserves. I'm taking the money. I'm cheating on the exam. He's going to get me higher grades, and I'm going to get into graduate school. I'm going to get the spot that someone else should have got. That's not the case. None of that is good. That's 500 people apply for the 10 spots in a graduate school. You only take the 10 best of the 500 students, and because he cheated on the exam, he's going to get in, and I won't get in. That's what the fact. And he's not going to car. He's not going to those things. Why should we get in? That's not the case. He doesn't act. It doesn't have to stick my hand into your pocket and I walk off with your money. It's also good if I do something devious, which causes me to take away the job that you deserve. Rama did it, but you don't have to pay. Rama did it, but it didn't cost it. Yeah, but if he did it, you don't have to pay for the hefty that the other fellow suffered. Because he didn't get into this graduate school, he's going to make less time off the lake.
Right.
I will cause him to lose his reputation, to lose the cover that he that people are mechabed him with, to lose his job, to lose whatever. But that's only drama and ridiculous. He does that to get a reason. Moshe Nara does because of drama and ridiculous. The stealing of information. What do you mean that someone developed a
ledger?
Computer and somebody else.
I worked on a shear and I sold it over to someone and then they have faith and they printed it in their paper.
Or computer.
Now I'm making computers, huh? The Puskin discussed that. The Puskin Real discussed copyrights on swords. So they say that a person who is Mechadesh, an idea, is kind of that idea. Whenever someone creates something, whenever someone creates Shrach, the Ben Shrach belongs to you. Uman Kaili Shrach Kli. But Uman Kaili Shrach Kli is, we happen to pass from Uman, it's not Kaili Shrach Kli. What it means is like this. If I give you a piece of metal, and I give you all the raw material, I give you the metal and the hammer and the screws and everything, and I tell you, you're the expert, make me a silver table, make me a beaker, make me something. Then you go ahead and using my raw materials, you make this object. So if you sell off of it, I owe you money like a sale. I have to pay you. We made up, I'll pay you $100 for making this item. So I have to pay you like a sale. What are you saying for labor? But he say, no, a sale is when I pay you, when you wash the floors, when you wash the windows, when you push a button on a machine. But if I ask you to create something, a double chodosh, but then our law says that since you create the original material, let's say the raw material costs $100, now that it's in a different shape, has the same thing, you can find whatever it's worth, $200, so the original $100 I'm going to have is mine. But whatever it's worth now, more than it was worth before, belongs to you. And when I pay you your salary, it means I'm paying you to buy at the end. It's a purchase. It's not that I'm paying you a clear sale. It's a purchase. Nor says, my not to mean it to the direct, I need to the direct I have.
You still get the same.
The one difference is, let's say you took the $100, one not community more has, you took the $100 raw material that I had, you made it into a becha that's not worth $200, and then after making it into the becha, then you smash it into tiny pieces, and now it's only worth $100 again. If you say that you're an Adama Mazik, the $200 is mine. So you have to pay me $100 to become Adama Mazik. I have to pay you for doing the job. Okay, maybe. Maybe part of the doing the job is to finish making the thing and deliver the goods to me. Yeah. If you finish making it and then you don't deliver the goods to me, so I don't have to pay you a penny for doing it. But if you should say that woman is not paying the shop for me, that the extra $100 belongs to me, so you smash my item, which is now worth $200, you have to pay me $200, like an out of my mother. But if you say no, that only the $100 is mine, and whatever you create is shot, that belongs to you, and until I'll buy it up from you, that won't steal. And if and when I pay you, then it's a mechachamemka, then I'm buying. It's not that I'm paying you clear as toilet. Then I'm buying up an object. No, it doesn't say $100 for the labor. Let's say we made up, I'm paying $50 for the labor, and now it's worth $100 more than it was originally.
Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then it goes another Mishnah. That's one Nachmina the Gemara gives him. He has to go to the Then the Gemara gives another Nachmina. A little bit near the above Mishnah, right? Then the Gemara has another Nachmina. There's a special din by Sirius Poyalim only, the Yom HaTikun Chola. If I have a worker, let's have a babysitter. I have a person who does a job. Unless you say otherwise, I work in the yeshiva, and they told us in advance that they pay me the checks every 2 weeks, or every month, or every, different people get paid differently. Okay, well, everybody gets paid a different thing. But let's say, if you don't make up one way or another, just assume, the only thing is wrong, that you have to pay the babysitter on the same day. That's all enough of the only thing is wrong, a lot of them say it's not sure, that's only by spirit spells. Let's say I bought some merchandise in the store, I have to pay that kind of same day, I walk up with the merchandise, and the guy says, what's that day? That's right, I'll pay, don't worry about that. Yeah? Then I'll have to pay whatever the minigam din is, But you also have to pay dafke before the sun goes up. That didn't let me fly. But why has a shiver? What if that? I'll buy human. What if I gave you raw material? It was worth $100. Now you approved it, now it's worth $200, $1,000, and then you give it back to me. And when I pay you, you're $50 for doing the work, making it worth $900 more. So is that a payment to dry up the yes? So I'm buying it, and then I'll have to pay on the same day, that's like from Mecca to Mecca. But you say, no, then the $50 that I pay you is the service fee is failing, but that has to be paid up on the same day. That's pretty more sure. So we happen to pass in, most of the Shannon pass in, that woman is not coming to the Shachli. But it could be, but maybe the Shach writes in his paper, that the Iker Adin, really the Allah is the woman is coming to the Shachli. He has a whole stickle pair on the Ramam and Hilchus Me'ilah. Is that the end of the Me'ilah? The end of the Me'ilah. The end of the Me'ilah, there's a Shach has a very wicked Shach in the Rambam that the Rambam seems to hold, this is how Rashi also seems to have learned based on Rav Chaim, that the Iker Adin is that an Uman is created in Shach, that whoever improves anything is kind of the improvement. Whoever creates Shach is kind of that Shach. Like it says in Chumash, Karnesha Mayim Ba'orit. So the Rambam has described as the one who is Karnesha Mayim Ba'orit. They're actually giving you two interpretations. One is Karnesh, that he he created the heavens and the earth. And the second interpretation is Karnesh, that he owns Shemayim Ba'orit. And the second is dependent on the first. Of course, after the Rambam created the world, that's why he's the owner of the world. Whoever creates Shach is kind of that Shach. That's Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam, who can have all the hands of the Yerushalmi, that the Rambam quotes. The Yerushalmi says that if there's a son of Shalhefker, and somebody plants in that field, usually the din is that whatever grows in the Sotah Shal Hefker is not carried in Shulmas and Marshes. But what about Hazareh today, Hefker? If somebody plants in the field of Hefker, so then whatever grows is carried in Shulmas and Marshes. Some of course, the Yerushalmi learned that the reason why is because if you plant in the Sotah Shal Hefker, then you claim it the Sotah Shal Hefker. It's not Hefker anymore. You claim it the field, just like you can claim it the Chazokah. So this is a form of Chazokah. When I plant it in the field, that's a form of Chazokah. So now the field is no longer Hefker. The field is mine. So the man that's carrying Shulmas and Marshes. Now, Chaim says that that's not the Pshat. That Yerushalmi doesn't say that the field becomes yours, that you now own the field. The field remains Hefker. That's not a valid form of Chazok in the Chalaf. Chazok, you have to put a fence around the field, you have to lock it. Just because you planted it is not a Chazok, and even if it would be, the Yerushalmi doesn't say that you have Kavana to become, he's not saying it. But it means Hazareh, if they have to, the field remains Hefker, but the parents are not Hefker. Why not? Because I created Yishlach. If I planted the field and I caused these parents to grow, that means I created Yishlach. So whoever creates the Shlach, it's kind of the Shlach. That's what you say, that whoever creates Shlach is kind of the Shlach. But the person will say, whoever comes up with an original line file, let's say a person composes a Nigun, or a person makes a chart, or a person writes a book, an important book, or a person has a Stikul Torah, he writes some Shuvahs, whatever. Something that's very valuable, and other people could use it. So the thing is, that since he was the one who was Mechadish this Shlach, he was the one who created this Tzachidish, that belongs to him, even though it's an intangible thing, it's just an idea. The person can say it doesn't matter. The intangible thing is also his, and no one else has the right to take it away from him. He's Tom Gzela. Yeah, but the add-on, the quick add-on, it's not exactly the same as Gzela. Let's say, if I have a Gemara, let's say, this is my safer, and I want to lock this safer, and if someone wants to come to my home, they want to use my Gemara. I say, what do you mean use my Gemara? You want to rip it up into little pieces. I want to use the Gemara. You go to the store, you buy your own Gemara. But that's an easy example. He's not allowed to. What if I have a Gemara, he comes to my home, he wants to use it. I say, no. I'm going to lock up my Gemara closet. Gamli gamlat lo yeh. I'm not going to use the Gemara. You're not going to use the Gemara. No one's going to use it. It's my Gemara. At furniture, at jewelry, I possess the yes. I possess some object. Karka, the top of it, which is absolutely mine. The object is mine. I don't want to use it, but I don't want to let you use it either. So that's Tamacha. I'm sugar. What can you do? That's the Yisig Zeyla. Even though I'm never going to be married. My children will never be married. I locked it in a room and I threw it to you. So I'm never going to use it. My children will never use it. That's the Yisig Zeyla. Since it belongs to me, so no one's allowed to use it. When it comes to ideas, let's say a person was Mechadish something. He made this record. He made the tape, the music, whatever. He made a program, or a book, or a chart, or whatever, some kind of a study. But there, it's not that there's an object that belongs to him, it's Mamash and Nikola Sigzel, the idea belongs to him. So the person would say the idea belongs to him, and he has the right to make money on that idea. So this is such a concept in Allah that I don't really, can't really say that I own the object with respect to the fact that I have a right to make money on it. It is such a concept. Marshall, there's a Allah Lamaisim, he talks like this. There's a Machlek, the Ramam and the Rai, and the Hilchas Shutsu. What if you have, let's say, two people are in business together and they want to go to Shutzis, let's say two dentists or two accountants, whatever. And each one is going to go to Shutzis with the other because he's afraid, I'll be a dentist and Queens will be a dentist in Manhattan. I don't know, I may not get any patients at all. Or you're afraid you may not get any patients. So let's say, accountants, whatever the business happens to be, I'm afraid I may not get, you'll get it. You're afraid you may not get. But the both of us together, we think that some two of us together will get. So we want to make a shutzah, 50-50, 70-30, whatever it happens to be. We want to make a shutzah. So the Rambam says, there is no such thing. You can't make a binding agreement to divide the money in advance before they earn the money. The money that they didn't earn yet is a Dovah Shalom Bangalore. And you can't be mocked at Dovah Shalom Bangalore. What am I going to say? Whatever amount of money I'll earn this year, whether I'll earn a dollar, I'll earn $50 million, should be 50% yours. And you'll say, whatever you'll earn this year, between a dollar and $50 million, 50% should be mine, 50% should be yours. You can't be mocking at the money that you didn't earn yet. That's what the Rambam says. There's such an agreement, if they enter into such an agreement before they earn the money, with the Dovah Shalom Bali Yom, it's not legally binding. And the meaning of Oilam is, we talk to like the Rabbi. The Rabbi says that it is binding. The Rabbi says, why? So the rabbi writes, what are you talking about, doctor? A person has the right to sell himself as an Eved Ivri. That can sell himself as an Eved Hakar. Obviously, the person owns himself with respect to the right to make money. With respect to the right. The person owns himself, but I can cut up my arm.
No,
the person doesn't own his own body, literally. But a person owns himself with respect to the right to earn money. But the rabbi says, so I do own something. It's not a Dovah Shalom Bali Yom. I'm not mocking the 50% of my earnings that I will earn in the future to you. I'm mocking I own myself right now in the present with respect to the right to earn money. So I'm mocking 50%, 30%, 70% of myself to you. And you're left a percentage of yourself to me. And that's how we fast. That's how we have to know that if people made an agreement in advance that they're going to split their earnings that they'll make during the course of the year, so we assume that that agreement is legally binding. But such a thing is legally binding. Because if a person does own himself, a raya, then he has the right to sell himself as an entity. Someone wrote this safer, what do you do if the right is kasha? What does the rabbi do if the right is kasha? The rabbi, proves from the fact that you can sell yourself as an entity that the person owns himself. The person owns, does own himself with respect to the right to own money. Someone writes, Terrence is pushing. The Rambam holds there's no din of Eved Ivri these manners. The Rambam says there's Rashi in Ayyavah Vayik. There's no din of Eved Ivri because the Pashit says in the end of Vayik when it comes to the Shnaf Ayyavah, so the Eved Ivri goes free. Whether he's before Sheish or he's after Sheish and Eved Irsa, and it's, so when it comes to Ayyavah, the Eved Ivri goes free. So the Gemara Darshan from that Pashit that only this Masha Ayyavah Vayik, then there's a din of Eved Ivri. There's not a Vayik in Ayyavah Vayik, so there's no din of Eved Ivri. I want to say that that's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant to say that the man is there, that there's no Yoivos, so therefore there's no din of Eved Ivri. Pashuk Shari, that's not correct. Now, so Rashi was very angry about that. He thought that wasn't correct at all. He thought, what did Rabban Yeshiva printed this in the stage of time? So Rashi said he doesn't think it was correct at all. A lot of that there's no Eved Ivri means the din of Eved Ivri doesn't apply, but the Rambam is proving a different part. The concept that a person owns himself with respect to the right to earn money. Oh, that's what it means.
to be able to understand.
That's fair.
If I put up money, and you put up money, I put up $500,000, you put up $1,000,000. I put up $250,000, you put up $750,000. But then we shoot them in the money, and whatever comes out of the money.
That's what we're doing actually.
No, that's money that we shoot them. Let's say both of us, we have no money. Whatever we have, we have to put away. Now we say, I'll be a Rebbe this year, you'll be in business this year. Whatever I want, I'll give you half. Whatever you earn, you'll give me half. Or whatever. Whatever we think. We're not sure how much we're going to earn this year. So we would guess it. Money that is going to earn about more? Yes. The cost can die before the year is up. So the money I'm going to earn, I don't have yet. So how can I be maxed? That's what the writer says. That's what the rabbi says. And the writer says, no, that a person owns himself with respect to the right to earn money. That's the writer's approach. The similar to that writer is that a person, he can own something. Not that I own my body. A person doesn't own his body. That's what Rabbi Zevin has a whole essay that's entitled Mishpat Shylock. Shylock wanted a pound of flesh. That the Levi should be mishabed himself instead of paying money, he should be mishabed himself to give a pound of flesh. Rabbi Zevin quotes a lot of my occurrences in the Shredis, and I found like that a person doesn't own his body. All the writer meant to say, the writer is also asking he doesn't own his body. All the writer meant to say the person owns his body with respect to the right to own money, right? The money earning potential. So that's something like that, something like that. So here, this is what the later folks would say. If I own an object, I own a bien, I own a suit in the closet, and I don't want you to use it, and it's exactly, even if I say, gumly, gum, not for you, I'm not going to use it either. So you sign it. So why can't I use it? Well, if I throw it in the garbage and I make it empty, then you can pick it up in the garbage. But I'm locking it up in my closet, I'm locking up the safe in my house. You're not allowed to use it even I don't plan to use it. You're using it is not taking away from my using, it doesn't matter. That's an easy example. That's if I own a DS. I own a tangible object. Karaka metalfa, but if I don't own a tangible object, I was mechadish something, I was mechadish an idea, mechadish an igin, I was mechadish a chart, mechadish an idea, a tshuva, a book data, how to solve a problem, whatever. Some kind of a program, whatever it is. But then the folks will say, in the last 100 years, they say that that's the idea of the copyright, that whoever is mechadish something owns that something, but here there's no tangible object. But they say not that he owns it, period, and no one else has the right to use it. Let's say I have a technique, I have a method to solve a problem. I developed a cure for cancer, and I say, not that I want to make the money on it. I'm going to rip it up, and I'm not going to tell it to anyone, and then you heard that I have this idea, you're not allowed to tell it to anybody. The idea is mine, you're not allowed to spread it to anyone else. In that case, it's Zichamut, that is because Nefesh is Zichamut, that's Mashiach. But it's not a cancer cure. But still, the Allah, here the person says, the Allah is like this. If I am the Bala Machabra of this safe, or the Bala Machabra of this nig, and I made this nig, or I made this software for the computers, or whatever it is, this concept, if I'm interested in earning money on it, or my Yoshim is interested in earning money on it, then you're not allowed a chaplain to take away from my partner. Take away, even if I don't need it for panos, I'm a multimillionaire, it doesn't matter. If I want to make money on it, so you don't have a lot of takeaway. But if I say, gamli gamlof lo yeh, a guy leaves a tzavur, some of them left tzavur, so yesterday died, they should bury all of their chedusha tzavur. So sometimes they would check by other gzavur, yesterday they would check, or something like that. The Kivege once said, that's a good idea today. It's the time of the Kivege, what can you do? And he said, let me see yourself, and he said, you should follow what you're doing. As I say, Rabbi Kivege was once, this child was brought to Rabbi Kivege once, our love guy. And that's the tabor that they should bury on the stone, they shouldn't print it. So the children came to Rabbi Kivege, they saw it was terrible, he looked at it, he saw it was terrible. So he said, Al Derech Hadrash, he said by the Malachim, says Yaakov Zin had a column that the Malachim called Suva Mutarat, Malachim are all over here. So he said, he never understood, the angels are supposed to have wings. Why? They need a ladder to walk up on the ground. Why couldn't they fly? There it is, the young angels don't know how to fly yet. So he says, this statement was written when your father was very young. He didn't have the ability to fly, he didn't learn it yet. There is a shlacha sefer, he said they should be getting it. But let's say sometimes a person writes a very good sefer, and after he dies, the rabbanim see it's very good. The lost tzavah that he doesn't want him to print the sefer. But then the rabbanim says he has no right to do that. He's saying, gamli gamlof lo yir. If his Yorshim want to make money on it, he wrote a sefer, and if he wanted to print it, he can make some money on it, whose money, whatever it is, gain covered out of it, gain money, whatever the issue is. And then now that he got his children on it, his children get it to Yerusha, his grandchildren, so they have a right. But if the children, not interested in making money on it, they don't want to make any money, they don't want to make any covered on it. just want gum, we got not all year. So that's not. If you own the yen, if you own an object that's actually yours, and you don't want anyone else to use it, it's a signal, even though your competitor doesn't make any sense, that no one should use it. But if you own an idea, we say the idea belongs to you with respect to your right to make money on it. If you're interested in making money,
just something like credit. You have to credit with that idea. You can't appropriate the idea that you owe your own.
I don't know what you have to credit it, not to be a shock or anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's
a okay, is this
copyright?
That's what a copyright, you don't really, even if you didn't file it with the international
Open.
Who
made a record? Can you make a paper that record?
Can you open it and tell me? Can I make money? So, if one of the people involved is an offering, let's say the people who made the record are an offering. So whatever one of the people involved is an offering, so then these are not first applies. According to the Dinim Machlus in the United States, so you're permitted to make a copy of the record if it's not for commercial purposes, if you're not going to sell. Not so. I don't know. You have to find out what the Dinim Machlus is. I'm not sure. But let's say that once a manufacturer, let's say the record was made by Jewish people. Shum or not, shum does not. The record is made by Jewish people, but the book was made by Jewish people, and the one who's interested in making a copy is a Jewish person. So then whenever the both parties involved are Jewish, the pashtus is that we don't follow the Dina Machusa, unless the Dina Machusa indicates what the Minhag HaMakom is, and the Minhag HaMakom is Kiyum Hitzna. If I buy a record and it doesn't say on the record, this may not be duplicated, don't make any copies of it. But then I assume that they meant to sell a record like the Minigam did. Minigam did. According to the Supreme Court decision, I think that you're permitted to make, you're permitted to make the personal use just for commercial purposes now. I think so. But if they print on the record, they print on the tape, do not duplicate at all. Even though that has no tokens from Dina Mahusa, but it certainly indicates that they don't want you to follow the Minigam Dina. They don't want you to follow the Dina Mahusa. So then we revert back to Dina Terra. The Dina Terra are that since he spent a lot of time and effort and energy and money, he invested a lot of everything into making this record, and he wants people, and he has another record to sell. Still has another tape for sale, which he didn't sell yet. And he wants you to buy his tape. And you can afford to buy his tape. So if the situation is like, let's say he printed a whole, a 20-volume encyclopedia, and he prohibits everyone from making Xerox copies of everything, if you're interested, he has a chart of some halachas, a chinuch, a mesilta, or whatever, and he says, either you buy all the 20 volumes of my encyclopedia, or you don't make a copy at all. So that's out of the question, but there's a chart, if I'm going to buy the 20 volume encyclopedia, I can't afford on that, I'm not interested. He's not going to make any extra money on me. It's just that, I'm not more here. He's not going to make money on me, and I'm not going to have his chart. There's no chance that I'm going to buy the whole thing just because I need one thing. But then the process is begin with me, I'm allowed to make a copy of that one thing. But if it's a book that attracts it, I will buy the book. If it's a record attracts it, I will buy the record. I only need one record on the record. The rest of the record I don't care for. One record I like. I say, why should I buy the whole record for $10? Let me just make you a copy. So the guy says, no, I don't want you to make any copies. Do not duplicate. He wants me to buy a copy of the record. If the record is not that expensive, and it's trying to say that I would buy the record in order to get that one league in, and now I don't want to buy it, I want to just make a copy. So that's an issue there. But if it's such a thing as, let's say it's out of print, his book is out of print, and he just insists that you're not allowed to make any copies, because it's his book. But that off his house, this is not right. Just tell me, I'm not going in.
But if you do think he's gone, you have a record you want to run. Kind of
a and he's okay. He wants you to buy a tape. So if you're not so poor and the tape is not so expensive, then you probably would have used yourself and you like the record, so you would buy a tape of it. Let's say you wouldn't have a machine that could duplicate, that could make the copy. So you would buy a tape of it.
But is he already, what's he selling? I'm selling the tape.
That's from the record.
He has a right to.
Yeah, he says, do not do for selling him anything for all other purposes except for this. I can sell something with a shiur that belongs to you for 99.99% of the assumptions, except the 0.01% that still belongs to me. God, I'm not going to make any copies of it.
If I walk by and I hear somebody singing and I take some time, I had a paper for you. Would that be good either?
It's not even unless he's mocked it.
Well, I'm
a big opera star. And everything he sees,
he says. I don't know him yet. I'm walking by and I take it.
Yeah.
You know, by a shirt from Google, you can't feel
can't be a Sheva Kovu is a Mutter. Exactly. You don't say like a Lulata Kovu. Because you can't feel
cold.
You can't feel cold.
It's on the cost on the radio.
Okay.
Take from the radio.
I don't know if you have a lot of tapes on the radio, according to
me. Yeah. Take from the radio.
I do a lot of times. I do records and I can't take the radio without protein.
Well, you don't sell.
I don't sell. I use it for a lot of protein things, but I don't.
To take things that the most in the middle of the field is the best to do in the Mahusa that you will learn. Take things that belong to WEBD.
Yeah, WEBD.
And they still sell those records.
I don't know. They
still sell those records.
They don't sell them. They just play for a
record. Let's say they're playing old records from a thousand years ago. They just don't sell anymore. So that is significant. Even though these people have the Yoshim, but the old Kazan from 60 years ago. But the Yoshim are not selling these tapes. They're not selling the records. So that you can look at their copies of. You can say it belongs to them, and you're not allowed to steal from them. It belongs to them. They're not selling it. They're not making money. But it's such a thing that they are making money, and they want you to buy their copy. But then the fashion says that it's exactly right. You can make your mark. That's a
question.
Some
effects of error that you're not allowed to do?
No, that's a different thing. That's the Achrayim say, when you say make a Hasukkah's Gul Nisan Achintik Sparim, what they wrote the Vilna. The Vilna Shas was written by the Achim Avraham.
They arranged it.
They arranged it, that's all. Yeah, they arranged it. But then...
So Magia arranged it. Magia.
But they don't have... Their Yoshim are alive today and they're interested. No. The Yoshim are not alive. They're not interested. Now, the idea of the Chayram and the Sefer was a different one. That in order to encourage people to publish Svarim, the Chachamim had to make it into Hasukkah's Gul. But Hasukkah's Gul are a Chumash. And Tanakh and Rambam, they didn't write it. What kind of Hasukkah's Gul? No one would want to print any Svarim if they would know that they can print 5,000 copies of the paper and another guy can print the same paper 2 days later. The guy wanted to print the same paper and then they'll put me out of business. They'll sell it for 1 cent a year. Right. So that's not really an easy example because it didn't belong to them in the first place. That's a takana in every generation. That's a happy state. They want to make a takana. In order to encourage people to publish Svarim, because that'll make a prohibition. No one's allowed to sell this paper until this guy sells out all of his copies and reasonable time. You can't say no one else can print the paper for the next 100 years. That's unreasonable, so you have to give a reasonable amount of time that it will probably take him to sell out his book. That was the
number
three. Okay. So, but here they have no right to a copyright. Let's say on a Shas or on a Tanakh or on a Rambam, they have no right to a copyright means that I was the Bala Machadish of this idea, so you're not allowed to gamble. You can't make a copyright on Zona Shas if they want to Machadish of anything. Shas is there. Look at today. But the Iker Isra on Sabbath Bull and all depending on this word, I'm going to say is, in order that the printer shouldn't suffer a half this moment, and then the next time they won't want to print any swarm. Because remember last time they lost $10,000, so they won't want to get involved at all. But in order to encourage people to print swarm, the Chachamim make a takon as a Hirah Shah. Takon is that no one, the Iker Isra, there really was no prohibition. That no one should print and sell within a reasonable amount of time, that the first guy shouldn't suffer a loss. There was a big machlokes between the Shrine, the Zalman Margolias, and the Mishkanis Yankis. They had a few machlokes, different things. And one more talk about a copyright. That I forgot the publishers, but the one published that was Shas or a Rambam, and the Rabbanim thought that a reasonable amount of time would be 3 years to sell a Shas. But he wrote down, and he said, I sell this book. No one else is allowed to sell it. There were no shakas available there. Not like today, yeah. Chaim Elojah Hashem is doing Elojah Yeshiva. They had to send out letters. They had kolkaris all over, pleading with the Balabatni to donate the murs. They had no murs. There were no murs. There were no murs available. So they had to plead. They had printed their letters. They had printed in the newspaper. They pleaded with all the communities to send in some gemurs. They asked to have the murs to learn from. So they had no swarm there. Well, one of the publishers published the shots, and the Rabban gave him 3 years to sell the shots. And he had such a shlocha, within 1 year he sold all shots. He sold out every single last copy to me. And he said, I have the chayrin, no one's allowed to sell another shot for 3 years. I'm going to print another shot, another edition of the same shots, and I got another 3 years. No, he had sold out, and another 3 years. So the other printers heard about this, that the guy sold out all the volumes of the first shot. So they decided on their own, the chayrin is up. And the old printer said no, and he made a whole thing about this. So Rabbi Fanz Al-Magroli said, He looked obvious what the reason was for the Hashkagah's goal. The reason was that 3 years is the reason for not to sell all the farm. And we don't want him to lose money because he's a nice fellow. He laid out money to print the shop. He did it for a favor. We don't want him to lose money. If he's going to lose money, they're not going to want to do it again next time. The whole reason for the Hashkagah's goal doesn't apply. He sold out every single book in 1 year. So they really, the Hashkagah's goal should be up. But that's where Rabbi Tom Zalman says, "Carl Lockup, don't you really talk to me in Akhalatir? When your peasant makes an Easter, and they didn't give a time limit. They made an Easter that was for a specific reason. Even though the reason I don't know why, the Easter that I've wanted to say was why." And the Mishnah Yankiv has a true, but he disagrees and he says that doesn't apply over here. He says, no, whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Gzer doesn't apply. But this they all agree, this they all explain, that the reason for making a Takar of Hashem's rule is that it's not Medina, it's not the same as a copyright, that whoever is Mahavid something is quite a Bechidish. It's Mimpei Taka, yeah, Mimpei Tikkun Olam. People won't want to lay out money to print Svarim, to read those books. But that's a special Hayrav show. If someone made the Yisrael. The Pesach Shuvah Chayshon Mishpah brings a right that is Mutter. He brings the right from Yericho. You have many times in the Gemara that the Chachamim lived in the city of Yericho. He says, you look and say for Yeshua, Yeshua made a chayram on Yericho, that they're not allowed to rebuild it. And he says, the one who will rebuild it will lose his children. And he says, Chiyom Beisrael rebuilt it, and he lost all of his children. When he started building it, one of his children died. Then by the time he finished, all the children died. So he built it to Yisra, so one would have thought that it's prohibited to live in the city. He says, not so, it's not right. Lived in Yericho, says, oh no. But from this, it says, derives that if somebody reprints a sefer, yeah, somebody uses a violation of the copyright, they reprint it, let's say the Sanshima Talmud that they did, they said the ones that reprinted it, they're a violation of the Issa. The ones that are ugly, then there's no Issa to buy the copies. That's very tushta. The pastor says that it's not only the Sayyid, this is the Avera. Let's say someone prints a million copies of the Sanshima and then he doesn't sell the world, he puts it in his face. There's no state of it. What's wrong? Print as many as you want. As long as you don't do it, it's not as wrong either. All he's wrong is, if the customers are going to buy it, the customer's not going to buy it. There's no problem. Let him print all he wants. It's a very sure foot. But you're sure that the Chayim on Yericho, he didn't want the city of Yericho to be rebuilt. He didn't have any state to be inhabited. He didn't want anybody to rebuild the city. So this fellow, Chiyo Beis Eilid, who rebuilt the city, he violated the Yericho. Once it was built, but the one who is to live there. But on Hashkagah's rule on Svarim, the pastor certainly is not like the Fisk and Shuvah. I don't think he quotes any Achrem, he just said that about the Moshul.
He didn't build the wall, he built the house.
Usually whenever the both parties involved are Jewish, there's no Dina, we don't follow Dina Machusa, unless the Dina Machusa was made with Tikkun Amdina. If the Dina Machusa makes a law, the Tikkun Amdina, let's say they have price control or minimum wages or something like that, even if the employer and the worker are both Jewish, or even if the landlord and the tenants are both Jewish, still these laws of the government group laws. There was an issue 50, 60 years ago in New York, the Shlomo Yidin said, we don't have to follow the Machusa as far as minimum wages, as far as rent control. He said, the Machusa doesn't apply whenever the both parties are Jewish. That's what it says in Chesh Mishpat. All applies when one of them is a good. But since they had Shlomo Yidin, as Shlomo workers, and as Shlomo landlord, as Shlomo tenants, so they said that the government controls the Machusa. So I think at that time, published the Shuvah in Hakar days, where he explained that that's not correct. Even the Machusa doesn't apply whenever the both parties are Jewish. That's Stamach. They make their laws. They have their own set of laws, their laws. We have our own set of laws. It's called the Hashem Mishpat. The Shulman Yizikim. Say the Yizikim. So we're not allowed to follow the Dina Machusa whenever the both parties are Jewish. But if the Dina...
That's the tax.
Yeah. But let's say the landlord and the tenant are both Jewish and the government has maximum rent. That's the difference that paying tax. That's the difference for us. And Hashem said that paying tax is like paying rent. That the ground and the earth, the ground in America belongs to the American government. So they can tell me, look, brothers, I want to pay tax,
move out. You have no right to live in our country of America. You have no right to live in England. You have no right to live in France or Australia. If you don't pay tax, the paying of the tax, that's the rest. Some of them say that that's only in Chutzlos, but in Eretz Yisrael, they're around in Mizar, close to Bar Yosef. That is in Eretz Yisrael. Now, we do have the right to live in Eretz Yisrael, so the government has no right to charge income tax.
Some don't say.
It depends. It's a long discussion. It depends how much they charge for income tax. If the government only charges income tax in order to make ends meet, and they don't even make ends meet. Let's say in America, they don't charge exorbitant. They don't charge more than they need for their budget. They don't even make their budget.
Now,
the government charges income tax just to balance the budget, but then it's a different thing. Then it's halacha shutzim. Halacha is a shutzim who entered into a shutzim, and will use to lay out money for the continued functioning of the shutzim for the expenses. That's understood. So the halacha says that whenever you move into a community, so let's assume that you, by living in that community, Hofstadbrary, can move somewhere else. You live here in Manhattan, so you became a shutzim in the municipality, and in the state of New York, and in the country of the United States, and in the whole world. You're a shutzim. So whatever is necessary in order for the shutzim to function, you got to pay. So the fact that you have to pay in America, you have to pay municipal taxes, and state taxes, and federal taxes, that has nothing to do with Dinah Machus Rabin in the Gemara. Dinah Machus Rabin in the Gemara goes paying taxes, the government wanted to get rich. The king wanted to enrich himself.
No.
He wanted everybody to pay fair. Everybody should pay equal taxes, but he wanted to be very, very rich. He didn't need it to run the country. But he does need it to run the country, so he can't tell me he has to pay the tax. It's not Mizin Shutsu, so that's the deal. But if the king, the government just charges taxes to make ends meet, but that's a different thing. That's a regular din of Shutsu. That even applies in Eretz Yisrael. What the Ram said in the name of faith is that we don't talk to like anyway. What the Ram said in the name of faith is that you don't have to pay taxes in Eretz Yisrael. That's a different kind of taxes. That's way over and above the amount of taxes that are needed for the country to function. But that they don't charge it in Eretz
Yisrael.
Yeah, but you pointed out it's correct. You see, for this tomorrow, that there's a concept of Gneida even on an intangible object. Gneida, if I greet you hello and you don't greet me back, that's a missing day. Or if there's Geneva. Gazo means that he realizes that I'm fooling him. Geneva means that he doesn't realize. Geneva does. Usually means I fool him into believing that I did him a favor, and he's probably in the future going to be paid that favor. And he doesn't realize that I didn't do him a favor. Gazo realizes that he was. Like, okay, Geneva started with a favor, and I greet him, and he doesn't greet me back. So he realizes that he was cheating. Depends who the other travel is. If it's in the Mucha, so he's probably a normal person, so why shouldn't he be friendly with you? Why shouldn't he greet you back? And he doesn't. So then it's understood that
he thinks he's a great friend.
An interesting Gemara. In Ayin Shachadish Bochum is Palel. We have throughout the Tanakh, the Nevi'im described the Ribbono Shel Olam as being angry and happy and sad and all different kinds of descriptions. So the Rambam writes in the Arach HaZok in Hilchos Zeis, what did the Nevi'im describe the Ribbono Shel Olam for? For what purpose did they describe the Ribbono Shel Olam? Because there's a din called Alach B'Drachos. You have to know, what are the Darkei Hashem? So the Nevi'im describe how the Ribbono Shel Olam is in different moods, in different times of the day, different times of the year, in order that we should know how to emulate him. So here also, the Pasuk describes, the Torah says we have to daven. There's no comments on the first daven time, there's no comments on the Pasuk, the B'chol HaVachem, what's Avodah Shebolev, Avodah Yim, Avodah? You do something, what's Avodah Shebolev, it refers to Tefillah. So one could say, look, like shaking the lulav, like sitting in sukkah, like eating matzah, like listening to shir, it's not mitzvah, like all the mitzvahs, you have to daven. But the Gemara says it's more than that, that when the obligation to daven is because of Halach to the Torah, in addition to the Pasuk of Liyot, the B'chol HaVachem, that refers to Tefillah, it's also an obligation of Halach to the Torah, because the Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is power. We see the Tanakh, the Nevi'im described the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Nevi'im, as it says, Shenemar, V'ha'ad Yezmer L'Har Kodshi, V'simach the Nevi'im, the Tefillah, see.
In my Malkum Tefillah, it doesn't say the base Tefillah Shom, right now on this place of worship, not Ela base Tefillah City. Because this pasuk in Yeshayah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mispalel. Take me along. My matzli. What does he daven? To whom does he daven? What he davens himself. What does he say? Amar Abzutra Batuvia. Amar Rab. He says the following nusach of something similar. He wrote saying, Milfonai may be my wish. Sheikh b'shu rachamai as kasi that my rachmanis should overcome my anger at the Jewish nation. He go the rachamai al midosai and my rachmanis should overpower my midas hadin. It's not even fun. I should sit up with the Jewish people, my children, and Midas Rachman. They come to him with me, Mishura Sadin. Something like Tanya. Rav figured this out on his own side. Tanya have a branch of that. It says on Nusach. That this is a correct Nusach HaTzila. Om Rabbi Shmuel ben Alisha. He was a Kohen Gadol. Amar HaTas Nasi. Lach Victorious. It's not even Lishnim on Yom Kippurim. Usually the Torah is only brought on the Mizbach HaTzoris in the Hekel. But it's not even the only go on Yom Kippur. So this Rabbi Shmuel ben Alisha was a Kohen Gadol during the period of the Bai Shei. This is once on the Yom Kippur. He brought the Torah into the Kodesh HaKadosh and Lisi HaKashvil Kvashem Zrochet saw some kind of an angel that somehow represented the Shechina Shehu Yoshev HaKisei Ram and Yisub Yamali Yishmol Dini Barcheni, give me a bracha. Amati Lois, he gave a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Very strange, who is this Malach who represents the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Whatever. The Ramban Achum is talking about this on Kisei, so who is this, what is this? I don't know what it is. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel Batana, the Kohen Gadol said a tefillah that was similar to that tefillah that Rav said. He wrote to him, "Ufanach Hashiach b'shirachamech uskas v'ivarachamech v'tesef v'slagim v'anach v'minis harachmin." I don't know. How did he know? How did Rav and this Kohen Gadol, they figured out this nusach? Rav was guessing this is probably the nusach that the Rebbeinu Shlom davened, and then Rabbi Shmuel ben Alisha davened that nusach. And the Rebbeinu Shlom shook his head and said, "Oh, mate. That is a good tefillah." That's what he said. He said, the Kohen Gadol said a tefillah, Yifash HaMech is Kaskol, and he saw the very Baruch one said, "Amen, good tefillah, good tefillah." And he may only be Rosho. But Big Mom, Mike Kamashwanon, what's the moral of the story? What did the Baruch one do this one? What did the Baruch one
do?
This Pana Achundish describes, the feel is when you speak to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Brach is when you speak to the person. Like in Parshas Vayechi, in this Bixedra, Yaakov Avinu gives Brach, and he gives the Brach as Panim Keneged Panim, like a Kohen has to give a Brach Panim Keneged Panim, and he speaks to a Lechach, that person. He doesn't say, the Rebbeinu Shalom should bless you, that's a tefillah. He says, the Rebbeinu Shalom should bless you, to you, that's a Brach. If he looks at the person, he says, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should speak to it, that Mr. So-and-so should be Mashliach. That's why that's a tefillah. That's not a brach. A brach has to be facing the person, right. And the Nusach should be addressing that person.
This is enough.
Yeah. But basically it is a tefillah. The same thing as a tefillah. It's just a difference in the Nusach and the Torah. There has to be fun and fun. So it's an interesting Gemara again. The Gemara stresses that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam davens. What's the significance of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam davening? It doesn't make sense. The only reason why the Nazim described the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is davening is the Rambam writes. The only reason why the Nazim described anything about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in order that we should know how to fulfill the mitzvah of Allah to the Drocho. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is described as davening that we should know that davening is not only stama mitzvah the Amru, it's for Allah to the Drocho. It's supposed to be something. For Allah to the Drocho means supposed to be one of our midas. It should be ingrained in our personality. That's not like eating matzah, like sitting in sukkah. It's a mitzvah. Davening is something much more than that. The Amr Rabbi Yechem Mishum Rabbi Yaisi, he didn't see Rabbi Yaisi. He said on the top line of Amr Rabbi Yechem Mishum Rabbi Yaisi. Whenever it says Omar Rabbi Yechem and Omar, somebody, Omar Rabbi Yudah Marab, means that Rabbi Yudah heard it directly from Omar. Omar Rabbi Yechem was quoting. Here Mishum Rashi writes it like that in Gomez. Omar Mishum means that he had heard from someone from the previous generation, right, but he didn't hear directly from him. So Rabbi Yechman quotes another member in the name of this Tana Rabbi Yosi. Nice name of Atman Allah, the Bashar Kasa. Usually describes Kasa as a H, H on Achlokis, when a person is angry.
So if a person, let's say, on a shivan wants to burn down a house, he strikes a match and he puts the egg on fire, and then he puts the cup on fire, then he puts the log on fire, then he's going to succeed in putting the whole house on fire. So once half of the building is on fire, then it's very difficult to get out the fire. Not to put out the fire, put it out. When he strikes the match, and you see what his flames are, so you put out the fire. It's much easier. So one would have thought that when a person is angry, so right away in the beginning, you should try to calm him down. And don't wait till, don't decide, I'll wait 5 minutes. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says, no, you shouldn't try to put out the ash of the kaas in the very beginning. You have to wait a little bit, because the main kaas is going to be the beginning. Right? If you wait a few minutes, it'll be easier to put it out. This is Pana Yelechu, Pahani Choysi Lov. That was right after the Chet HaEgel. But Moshe Rabbeinu is pleading with the Rebbe Hashem, you should forgive the Jewish people. The Rebbe Hashem says, not now. Wait a few minutes till I'll calm down, and then it'll work. If you're going to speak to me now, it's not going to work. Pana Yelechu, the Pana Sholzam. Avala, Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, what does it mean? Come to me, wait a while, Ashiyah, the Pana Sholzam, till my angry situation, till I will no longer be angry, and then be on the Yechlof, then you'll be able to appease me. But now, I'm in a state of anger, so don't try to appease me. Craig D. Gemara, does that make sense? Does it make sense to describe the Rebbe Shlomo as one who gets angry? We usually assume that Kaas is such a terrible leader. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis that every means of the person should always go the Derech HaMavusa, not to go to one extreme or the other, except for two. He writes, except for Jaiva and except for Kaas. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos interprets the Mishnah. Oh, another answer. That's what the Gemara is going to say, yes. The answer is yes, that Kaas is an important, yes. I mean, how do we know which one's to emulate and which one's not to emulate? No, any of the leaders we have to emulate. Most of the leaders are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as having these qualities and attributes and properties in order that we should know how to emulate this all after the Baruch Hu. Not that we should imitate God, but rather we know we were created to celebrate Him. When He created us, He implanted within us these leaders, these divine leaders. It's not that you have to develop these leaders. We already have them innately, and we have to preserve them. That's what we were committed. But after us, to preserve the leaders that we were given. The most of the leaders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are told to us in order that we should emulate those leaders. Once in a while, there's a leader that it's not shy to emulate. Later on, it's happening. Or failed. The Rosh says leaders that it's not shy for us to emulate. But most of the leaders were described, most of the leaders of Belakus are described in order that we should emulate. But it's called Mitzvah, I'm here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Gemara says that sometimes Kaas is important. No, that's all it says. The Rebbe explained the Rebbe Shlomo is described as doing opposite things at different times, so which should be emulated, which should be in order to be but by these two, by Gaiden, by Kaas, the Rambam interprets the mission, miyod hevish paruach, Rebbe Levitnik is yavna, miyod hevish paruach, so the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, and Yad HaChazaka says that Gaiden is an exception to the rule. Then you're not supposed to go the Derech HaMemutzah, you're supposed to go Miyod, you have to go to the extreme. And then the Rambam seems to hold in the Yad HaChazaka, he has now that Kaas is a function of Geizer. That people will blow up and get very angry, that's an expression of their Geizer.
Yes. So the Rambam, the Gradi, there's a steer in the Rambam. No, Gradi, there's a steer in the Rambam. This Gemara also, this is a problem. There's a steer in the Rambam because I think it's Teradalus and Herodes and Hilchos Deis that the Mechanishna points out. I think in the first Teradalus, the Rambam describes that while after the drach of the person has to go, the Shvila is on the Derech HaMamutna, and he gives the example. So what the example there is, Gaiza and Kav. So you shouldn't go to this extreme, you shouldn't go to that extreme, you go in the middle. Then in Teradalus, he says that Mishnah beyond the Adhagish Kalua, but that's an exception to the rule. So the Lacha Mishnah says it's such even at the Parakalus. When he gives you, the original definition of the idea of Derech HaMamutza, he gives us an example, Gaidan Ka, the Mamasha contradiction between Parakalus and Berkeley. So the Sameach and the Rambam write, look at the Pirush HaMishnayis on Pirkei Avos, and you'll see what the text is. Just two lines from that. You look at the Pirush HaMishnayis, and you see that the Rambam there gives you the Teres. He says there's a din deraita and there's a din derabbana. In this area. He says the din deraita is that you always go the Derech HaMamutza. You always go the Shvila Azor. In all the Midas. Even the Midas Akkad, even the Midas Agaigor. And what the Rebbe of Leviticus, the Shiachna says, Miyod Miyod, that's the Gzeirim of the Rabbana. And I'll tell you what he wrote in Terek Aleph is correct. What he writes in Terek Beit, what he says is that this is an exception to that's the Gzeirim of the Rabbana. That's how the Rambam writes. The Chayyodaram writes in his Kunches, the Chayyodaram has to say on Hilchos Shabbos. Zichut Aras Moshe, as a memorial to his son, he had a son Moshe who died as a teenager. He died on Purim and he writes in Matzevus Moshe, the end of the Chachmas Torah. He writes all the Hilchos Avelus for Purim. In general issues about Purim and Levayas, he writes that every Kaddisha didn't observe the Dinah properly. Every Kaddisha in Zilma. The days of Zilma died. Only after Zilma died, he didn't observe the Dinah properly. So he writes all the Dinah in the Matzevus Moshe. So this state on Hilchos Shabbos, Zichut Aras Moshe was also in memory of his son, so they had done it in Zichut Aras Moshe. It's not a Musa Shemot, which he recommends that everybody should read during Chodesh Elul and Aseret Bnei Shuva. But in his long Musa Shemot, in that Hagdama, he writes about this issue. Why is it that by all other leaders, the Rambam might have to go the Derech HaMamutza with the exception of Gaiva? So he doesn't write like the Rambam himself writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis and to the others that this is a Din and Aseret is a Zerim de Rabbanan. He writes, no, that all other leaders, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is described as having opposite leaders. Happy and unhappy, so you have to go between our love and so on. When it comes to guys, the Rabbanu Shalom is never described as being arrogant. I expect that God is the Shem Elokei Shemavesh, and it says, Ashir Hashem Ki Goy Go, and if you want to sit and say, so if you look in the Targum Ulkalis on the Pasuk, Ashir Hashem Ki Goy Go, and he interprets it differently, but that's not the Pshut Shem Yitra. Arei is Goy Al Geis Tonai, a different shot. You have to say that that's the Shat Hashem Al Geis Tonai, also, you have to interpret all the psukim where the Rabbanu Shalom described as demonstrating guys in the same way that Targum Ulkalis translates the Pasuk Ashir Hashem Ki Goy Go. He says, Ayyoi, that was our tradition, that there's no Pasuk in Tanakh. The only way, how do we know how we should act well after the drachah is the way Hanavim described the Rabbanu Shalom is acting. Yeah. So how does he act? So he looks through the Tanakh, full of spirit. He acts in opposite direction. He has to go to Shri Lama Mutsa. But there's one leader where according to our tradition, the way the Talmud Mutsa says, the Rabbanu Shalom never acts in a form of gaiva. That's the question with Kaf. That's Hagimah. So the Mora, after this Kasha, the Rabbanu Shalom gets angry. According to this, we understand what the Kasha was. If the Rambam seems to say that Kas is an expression of Gaiva, and the Chayyadim says that Gaiva, according to our tradition, according to the Talmud Mutsa, Gaiva, the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't have it at all, it's not that he's describing as having opposite needles and he has to go to Shri Lazov. He never has guidance. If he never has guidance, he never has Kas. Says, yes, there is such a thing as Rishcha. The Rabbanu Shalom gets angry a moment of the day. Why? Why is the Pasuk described that the Rabbanu Shalom is getting angry that we should do Bahalak to the drop? Why is the Rambam right? Why did the Nevi'im describe anything about the Rabbanu Shalom? Who can say it? Know that we should know what his needs are. Know that we should know. We should act like that. In other words, the Rabbanu Shalom is described as getting angry a little bit every day that we should know that there's not someone helping. Yeah. A little bit you have to get angry. A little bit you have to get angry. First, never going to get angry. It's going to be a goody-goody. It's not a goody-goody religion. Sometimes we have to get angry. Sometimes we have to take a stand. One opinion in the Gemara is Saita, in the first half of Saita, there's a whole sugi about Gaiva. And I mean, like, I'm just sugi. So one opinion in the Gemara was that a Tamachacham has to have, or Shemini Shevi Shemini, he has to have a little bit of Gaiva for Kovar HaTayr. And then the Gemara rejects that. And then the Gemara says, Lo Mino, but Lo Mitzvah, so they can have what I have. That's how what it means, Shemini Shevi Shemini.
Shemini Shevi Shemini, he's a Shemini Shevi Shemini.
The eighth pasuk, as I said, the eighth pasuk and the eighth sedra. The eighth pasuk and the eighth sedra is concerned to be called chassar and kalash. That's how Tama says. That it doesn't need at all guide yet. Now, there are right. The simple chat in Gemara is, in the Shemesh a little bit of guide you have. Other comments in the Shemesh means you have to have a little guide, but it should be part of the Shishim.
164.
Yeah. 164. 184. 184. 164. There should be a little bit there. It should be brought to the Shishim. What does that mean? Surely you shouldn't. Whatever it means, it's nitchal matkan. What comes to this conclusion? Even the Tamachav shouldn't have Shmir said Shmir. The other Gemara says, call Tamachav and Shemeleikim and Isaac and Nahosh. And at Tamachacham, so the Bell says, Pshad, what does it mean, Eina Nekim, Eina Nekim, Eina Nekim, because the Gemara says, in the end of Erevin, the Gemara says, Man Yisrael of Bala Loshen. Yes, because Eina Nekim, Lossi, Lossi, what have those that Nekim have from biting people, from biting people and hurting them? Everything tastes the same to the Nekim, whether he eats ice cream, or he eats steak, or he eats potato chips, everything tastes like sand. Yes, the Bala Loshen is the Nekim, who said Loshen Hara again to the Baruch Hu, he said, the Baruch Hu makes him the Eitz Hadas, and that's how I became God, and that's why he told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, because he doesn't want any competition. Kalum and Sanu the Baranasa, everybody is jealous of that, the others in the same field. But the Rashi Chumash quotes the Om Medesh, because the Shon quotes the Medesh. But the Nachash was the original Baal Lashon Hara, said Lashon Hara against the Baal Lashon Hara. So the person says, my Yisra Baal Lashon. What Hara does he get from anything that he does? Everything tastes the same thing. So the Bell says that that's the type you have to know. That the Tamachavim should be naked, the Nachash should be Nachash. Sometimes the Tamachavim has to take Mishkan and you have to have a backbone. I'm going to be a goody-goody, let everybody step over him. So that's not going to have to have a hamhoga, but he shouldn't enjoy it. When he takes the Nekama, then it's here. No, give an oath there. He should take the Nekama and the like a Nachash, means he shouldn't enjoy it. He should do it with Kavod HaSeder. Of course, all the time, he'll come to do it with Kavod HaSeder. If it's done like a Nachash, that's the same Kavod HaSeder. No personal, Megiyah, yes, no personal Hanah. And a person is really a Tamachacham. And it's necessary for the sake of Kavod HaSeder. You have all of these, and then it's actually important. Tamachacham, who doesn't take the Kavod HaSeder, I got it. His name is Tamachacham. Tells him in the Midas HaTamachacham. Tamachacham has to know, and he has to take his fear. Moshe Rabbeinu was an order to call Adam. He was a tremendous honor, but still, on certain occasions, he took a very strong stance. Milas and Elias, even though I'm he was always taken from to the extent that his sister saw us that he was such a bald geyser. To the extent of Parshas Balos, she said to her, well, he was serious Manisha, who did he think he is? He's the only Navi, I'm a Navi, Yana is a Navi, we lead normal life, and his sister saw us that he was a big bald guy because God is taking such a firm stand and everything. And the Baruch Hu said, no, that guy, you misunderstand. This man is the greatest son of Shabbat is on in the Kolodah. So none of doesn't mean that he's just an easygoing guy and lets everybody step on him and so on. That's called a shuffle. That's not an honor. The head of the Mishnah, the head of the goes with his head down. That's a human being who's dumb. That's a shuffle. And not only the person who's Makaris Mekoma, a person who knows his position and he doesn't exaggerate his importance and he takes the steer that he's supposed to take, that he just doesn't misuse his position in life. That's enough. So the Gemara asks, so the Akasha, can it be that the Baruch Hu sometimes gets angry? Does that make sense? If you should assume that the Kaas is a function of the Midah of Gaiva, the Baruch Hu, we assume, according to the Reina Chayyam, that the Baruch Hu never has any Gaiva at all, the Shikhala that he doesn't have any Kaas at all. So there shouldn't be such a thing as Kaas. Gemara says, no. The Baruch Hu is described as having Kaas. You know that we should know, but we should also sometimes have Kaas. The Rambam quotes that Gemara and Shabbos, that sometimes, for educational purposes, a person has to... That's a Rebbe, he's never going to get angry. Parents are never going to scream at their children. Parents are never going to scream at their children. They're saying they're annoyed. Oh, yeah. The Gemara says, the Rambam quotes it now, they have to act as if they're angry. They have to put on the act, though. At least they have to put on the act. They can't just be so mild that nothing bothers them at all. They have to give thanks to their children. The Gemara says how important it is, even if the children are good, the Gemara Matthias has it discussed. Even if the children are good, you still have to give them thanks. So the Pasuk says, because the father never gave him the chokah, that's why the whole kilkul came out. Huh? So the Gemara says, can it be, Nikarish, come to the Gemara says, then, yes, the same is yes, the Tanya. And the same is right, the kill time chol yon. The funny, the Tanya. State and abrite, the Pasuk. The same is this.
Yeah, right. But what do you need? What do you need the rest of the brayta for? She say, "Mikavish lekamah kavusha and the chesed shalvei lechol yain vekamah pan rabbanon." What do you need? What do you need? The tanya shalvei lechol yain. There's a brayta that the rabbanon gets tanya and the first one gets tanya. So they say, on the other hand, they point out that if you look in the Radak, and that's one thing, the Radak has a different interpretation from the beginning to the end, and he interprets it doesn't mean that. So you have to, I forgot already the whole Pasuk. Pasuk speaks about the Ribbono Shel Olam judging people. So the Radak on Tehillim says that the Zoyin goes on the human being as being judged or something, and comes to the different shot. It doesn't refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam getting angry. So that's what Gemara says, and the Tanya is a bright to that man's shot, the way we learn shot. You just can't say the chid, and the chid kel zan chayayim, because one can learn it, one can learn it, shot. The Tanya, the bright to learn shot the normal way. Kel zan chayayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam gets angry. The common zaman, how much does it get angry? 25% of the day, 10% of the day. No, I'm not sure. Rega.
Yeah,
I'm a rega. How long is a rega?
Rega Hashem is much more than a
rega. Yeah, the Ribbono Shel Olam
is a thousand years.
Yeah, we don't understand what is a rega. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a thousand years. We don't know what this means. So the common rega, how long is a rega? The more echad mechamesh shiva shmeina salaf mishmeina meyach shmeina mishmeina zishah. It's 1/58,888. And sorry, how come everything is 8 except for the 5, 8, 8, 8, 8? How come the first one is a 5? So the other guess is that they're all 8. 88,888. Oh, there's another...
Where did
you get that special? I don't know, and the other guess is that's of an hour. In other words, it's a fraction of a second. Okay, the 60 seconds in a, the 60 minutes, an hour, and 60 seconds in a minute, 600 seconds. So this is less than a fraction of a half a second. Yes. Is there any significance to halacha l'maaseh? Means that's how much we should halacha the drachma. So the most thing that we should get angry a little bit every day. We have to sometimes you have to put out an act, sometimes you have to put out an act all day long. You have a lot of children, and you have to get each child a little tachacha. You have a lot of students, you have to have a lot of politics, but you have to put out an act that you're angry about. How long should you really be angry? So the Gemara sounds like they said, a slight fraction of the day a person should be angry. Okay, doesn't it?
It doesn't. It's very complicated.
Could be. One of the Achrenim writes that is a very strange, he wants to make that this rega is Magea Lahaloche. This Gemara, yeah, the same. Yeah, the Gemara here is going to have a little bit also. The same sugya that appears there. Yeah. So one of the Achrenim writes that this is a very strange notion in the Sefer. Let's say there's a mace and I touch the mace. I become something. Let's say I put my hand on top of the mace. I also become something. What if I fly in an airplane over a mace? It also becomes something. So what if I just put my hand on top of the mace just for a fraction of a second? Such a short, now the front less than a regga. So one of the examples from Europe, the Kosher Globe, right? In his children, he was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw ghetto. So he writes, he writes a tshuva, how come all the Quran says, only them in the car, about a minute to travel in airplanes, even though the airplane goes on top of the cemetery. How come? Don't they become so many tumas oil? Yeah. Kaya is not permitted to be my log, I'll do that, mate. So he suggests that since the airplane flies so fast, it's flying so fast that you're on top of the mace for such a small period of time, it's less than a vega, and this is the minimum shear that's necessary. This is the smallest amount of time that our locker recognizes. That a person spends less than this amount of time in the oil on mace, he doesn't become something. That's a separate ohel. So that's what he calls it, an oil that's moving, an oil that's flying in the air is not an oil at all. When the airplane is moving on the ground, so it has a din of oil, a hachman, not lahafil.
As it will happen, let's say that the other Amnon, the Kohen is on one side of the plane that's not on top of the maze, but since the ceiling, part of the ceiling of the airplane is above the maze, so and I'm under that same ceiling, so the ceiling of the airplane is in oil, and the floor of the airplane is not in oil, and once the plane takes off from the ground, then Tosfos in Gittin, the Tosfos in Gittin has a mission in all this, that it doesn't have the status of an oil, neither lahavias atumah nor lahaitis, no lachsos atumah, it's not in oil, not lachma, not lachsos, so it's considered as if the coin is flying in the air. Coin flying in the air, it flies on top of the cemetery, so it should be metallic. So the Gemara says, hey, you're right. The Gemara says, if the thought of the mace not buried in a
orange,
we had a tefah in between the top of the mace and the bottom of the lid of the orange, then it would be quite successful. But since you're right about orange, if the Gemara says most of the orange, also if you don't have an orange, so then the tumor goes up. That's called tumor. The mace is buried and we threw off on it. So the mace is in the town, they can exile. Connected the whole, connected the body. And if you have a lid on top of the mace, which is lower than a tefach, you don't have a tefach empty space between the top of the mace and the bottom of the lid, then not only is the mace and Tommy Kinegda, even the Tommy Kinegda, the whole rectangular shape of the lid, that makes it worse. Tommy Kinegda also. The Morris is even a row of aronos, have a tefach empty space, but since there's a mere aronos that don't have, because the Chachamim was raised there, that's under a few tests in a day. Because the Chachamim was raised there that, that whenever you go on top of an aura, you're coming to the rubber. So that's the problem. How is it shaykh? If you have a car flying in the airplane from New York to New Jersey, so shaykh to say that he's careful not to go on top of the center, but if the car flies halfway around the world, then the shaykh that if you go 10,000 miles, you're not going to cross over a cemetery. So it's physically impossible. How can you draw a line 10,000 miles long without crossing over a cemetery? There must be somewhere. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, but they may say Yachim on the Tamid Bohor, you know? But in Shulchan Aruch, it says Kohanim should be Machmir, not to come in contact with Nei Seh Yachim Bohor, and what's that? Okay, so that could be perhaps the solution. That could be the solution. So that's what the Kajit Lover writes in his Shulchan. In Shulchan Aruch 3, he talks about this. I think he has 8 coolers. One after the other. He has 8 Svaras Lachlok. I thought they were very difficult. So one of them was this. He said, the Halacha doesn't recognize less than this amount of time. That the airplane is going at such a high speed that the coin was only on top of the mace for less than a fraction of a second. For less than a half a second. How much is it here? Whatever the Shia's amount is. So then it's on the atomic. Where did he get this from? A quarter of a second. How'd you say it? 3,600. This is 68,000. Oh, wow. The airplane has begun pretty big. I think the plane goes 50 years ago, didn't have to. Yeah. Anyway, here. So the Gemara speaks about the car. So the Gemara is not talking about the airplane. The Gemara is talking over here about how long does the Gemara get out there? How long is Rega? How long is Rega? It's 1/58,888. It's very good mark. Yes, it's anti-astrophic in me. Yeah, but let's say the longer the distance is, isn't it going to become impossible not to cross over a cemetery?
What about the distance above the...
Let's say just around New York. Kennedy Airport around New York, it's around the three sides by Jewish cemetery. The fourth side is the ocean. So whenever any Kohanim takes off from Kennedy, he's just going to go...
Yeah,
the Yadua. So the Yadua that he's going to go by Jewish cemetery. That's the problem. That's the question, how high up does the super go, right? So we suggest that based on the Tosfos in there, it could be it doesn't go up above the clouds. Above the clouds is not restored to the ground. Tosfos says that more like that. Above the clouds not. That's the problem, let's say, how can a coin walk over here on this side of the earth if there are Chinese who are buried on the other side of the world, or whatever's on the other side?
China,
a different place, whatever. Some of their bodies buried there. That can walk over here. The Halacha says that Tumah
The other side of the globe, on the summit, there's an upper limit, doesn't go, because there's the Adler Rakia. That's the Lashon HaMishnah Nahalah, Adler Rakia. And Tosfos writes in Erezin that the Rakia is up until the cloud, above the lowest cloud, not the highest cloud, above the lowest cloud, above the bottom of the lowest cloud, that's called Bar Rakia. Doesn't mean that that's the heaven, it's the sky. Shamayim. There's no problem, but falling on the planes up below that level that the clouds usually are, then you have this problem. Shaila, is it really a surface? The longer the distance is, it's if I notice this, I'm going to go on this plane, it's impossible, but that's not
very hard. It's just slow when it's going up. It comes from New York and Canada, so it's slow. But once it gets when it's slow over there, before it lands, it's very high, much above the cloud. No question about the cloud.
Okay. So hoping I have to above the cloud. Good. But what do you do if you're below the cloud? Okay.
That's
what
I'm saying.
How does he know that? Hello, I will tell you that more than 50% of the planes going to Israel have been done. Hello. The others not. Hello, more than 50% of the planes going to Israel have been done. Coming back now. No, some people buy an aircraft, but that's less than 50%. That's the problem. So El Al was losing a lot of money on it, because whenever a coin would go, so he would go with all of his 8 o'clock with all of his children, they would all go, what, the coin is going to go, and the other airline, and all the rest of the people want to go. But he would lose in a shot, 20, 30 people were taking a different airline. So they come up with the essence. The one that I want to go is like, I'm the true last day. Marshall, last year I visited Los Angeles, so one of the Rabbanim pointed out, one of the Rabbanim is a coin dish. So he never really went so close to the hospital to see because he thought there might be a shiva. So I'm not a coin, so he asked me to walk in to see what the story was. It turned out that it was worse than he thought. Los Angeles is a very big hospital. The way it is there in that big hospital, the morgue, when they take the nation out from the morgue, every day there's a mess. There's a conflict. Two city blocks that are connected with each other. The morgue is constructed in such a way that every mace is always under, they have the hospital, doesn't go up straight. It leans out a little bit. That's fancy design. So it leans out in such a way that every time they take out a mason, even when they're not taking out a mace, they have a problem with such molasses, there's always going to be a mace inside that's going to be taken out. So the situation is such that all day long, whenever there is a mace in the building, the tumor goes under the whole building from one side to the other. It's impossible physically to enter the building anywhere without becoming totally tumor. It could be that they straighten out of it. For $10, there was a way to straighten out. The Rabbanim were trying to encourage the people in the hospital to straighten out. Yes, it's a big challenge. Yeah, but visiting events, visiting patients in hospital, you have to make sure that there are no dead bodies. This is an ear, nose, throat, the hospital. Somebody have no dead bodies. You have an eight in the Nakai. So do you all have eight in the Nakai? I don't know, any hospital has the Eidim and Achai sitting around?
Yeah.
No,
no. What are the chances of
animals from out of town?
What are the chances of See, that's what I mentioned, there's a dinner such to Malate. Let's say Khalil or Khalil, there would be a dead body in this in the bathroom. Over here. And we're gonna take the next out not through the front we're gonna take them out the back way. And the thing is that all of those rooms were planned to take the mates out through, even though we didn't take it yet, since they're all under the same roof. Even though the doors are all closed. There are 10 doors until you get out. But still, since we plan ultimately to move the mates from the bathroom to that hall, to this hall, to that hall, to the dinner that floor says two more left place. Says two more left place.
Is the other one your right?
That's the question. There's even two Rashi's in Bengtsum. One place Rashi writes Allah HaMashim Yishinah, because it doesn't say it's Kumish. One place Rashi writes Allah HaMashim Yishinah, and one place it says that it's only the Rabbah. But the Mephoshim on the Gemara discussed right on the side, they quote the book of the Sheep in Kubesh, and they said where they discussed.
And the other room is where Sakam goes through the Ovid?
Yeah. It's closed. It's a door that's closed. And then it's not. That's just the pattern. Usually it won't be, except if the hospital is constructed, especially this hospital, unfortunately, that I visited there in Los Angeles, is constructed in such a way that the morgue is in the basement, and there's a separate exit for the morgue. No one ever walks anywhere near there, but it's constructed in such a way that every time they take an ace out, the sewer goes straight up, and straight up brings it into the building and all around every entrance. So there are fancy ledges that protrude more than a tefach all over the whole building. If the tumor goes, it's impossible to enter the building without passing through a zone of tumor. Because of the way they constructed that. I'll draw you a picture. I couldn't imagine it either. So the Gemara says that the Gershom does get angry. How long does he get angry? Only a rega. Three regas. No one can figure out when this moment is, when this fraction of a second is. No one can figure out when the Gershom is angry. He can figure out what's on the Rebbeinu Shalom's mind. Break the Gemara Kasha on the Pasuk. Hakadosh Ben Tov Ha'avi Yoda. He didn't know what his animal was going to say. He couldn't read his animal's mind.
Yeah.
The animal gave him whisper. He didn't know. Is there Dasholim Ha'avi Yoda? How can he read the Rebbeinu Shalom's mind? Elo Pshatis Malami. He knew one thing about the Rebbeinu Shalom that no one else, no other Pasuk of them knew. Shaliyadem Lechavim Nosu Shasha Kadosh Kodesh Bar. He knew how to figure out when that split second was, and he planned to curse the Bnei Yisrael that split second when the Rebbeinu Shalom was angry. And that shot the occasion, then the Kolov would have been Chal. And how come he didn't succeed? Because that whole time that he was by Kolov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. The Rebbeinu Shalom usually gets angry every day for a regga, for a split second, and now he didn't. Why did the Amalu and Abel Yisrael, Ami, Jewish nation, Zechor Namayot, Kolov, Melech Moed Vigoyma, look into the past history that Balak engaged Bilam that he should curse the Jewish people, and Lamah Das, Chris Hashem, you should realize the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed you. What was the chesed that he showed you? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed you. Look how kind I was to you. Shalok Ashti, you make Bilam Arash HaShalomah, make for Ashti, Ilu. If I would have gotten angry like my normal routine is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed them, called them a rega, then it's time to finish my soul, start with Pabit. The curse would have been chal on the Jewish people, and they would all have been wiped out. This is a lush in the Kiyah. None of the Jews would have been named. Instead of saying, we're going to stand in Israel, he says, Saneh Shoy to Osawa to Fobah. How did the Kamalai Bilam? And that's what Bilam says. How can I get angry at the Jewish people? How can I curse the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to curse? How can I curse if the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't get angry? The Kolol will all be chal. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be koyed for that rega, malame, what does that pasuk in Chumash teach you? Shkolos mayom v'lozom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry at all. Become a zamo, and how long does it get angry every day? Rega, become a rega, how long is that? That's the Gemara. The Gemara already said how long it is. The Gemara says that it's a fraction of a second. We just had all the three different yesod. Now the Gemara presents a different sheet. I'm Rabbanu, take Rabbanu, rega can name rega. The amount of time it takes to pronounce the word rega. Of course, that's a little more than that fraction of a second.
The second
already. Regat, that's who shows the word. Okay. And who says that that's the shear of God? Should that be Regat Beata Chaim Atzor? The Bible says, Hach, who be Kimat Regat, Ad Yabazam. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo is calling for a Regat every day. So the place is Rek Takashi. The first place has this is just that one would have thought that this is a very insignificant place on our. I gotta say how long the Moshe gets in Kaz. But I try to make a big series about this top place over here. The same place is in Abedizora. The same Gemara in Abedizora. So Taisha said, if the curse that Bilam could possibly declare would only be Chav doing that for a second, so how much can he really curse us? How could it be that Lenin Shabbat said, I'm trying to talk to her, the prophet? What can he possibly say? So Taisha said, Takashi said, the Ishmael, then he's going to say, Kalein.
One word.
Kalein. One word with two syllables. Rega. Rega can be made. Another time it takes to pronounce the word Rega, two syllables. So during that amount of time, he would say Kalein. He would look at Bilam and say Kalein. And that would be the end. Or Inami, so that's insignificant. The Inami is what the Achenu makes a good cause. Inami is that the Yahash, Ayamasu Kilalazu Baruch Hashoah, Ayamasu Kapitul Lachakei. If he begins saying the curse during that Rega, so then the curse, the effect of the curse will continue even later, even though the Baruch Hashoah is no longer in a state of Kaf. That's also insignificant. So the Achenu make a whole fuss over here. The Sengel has this, Shulchan has this, and others have this. It's a little bit humorous. If a person starts to say Kriya Shema before the Sos Man Krishna, he has his watch and he knows exactly when the Sos Man Krishna is, and he knows that it takes him 4 minutes to say Krishna. So he starts saying before, he starts davening Mincha before the Sos Man Krishna, whatever the Sos Man Krishna is, he starts davening in such a way he knows it is, that he's not going to finish the whole Srimat Mincha before this man is up. So some Achmanim want to say, the Jewish part says, he says, well, when you start to say this man, so it will have an effect, the Hood and I'm here. And others say, the late Tonus, what does that call? It got to do with everything. You have to say Krishna within a certain man. You have to drop Nincha within a certain man. You have to say the whole thing. You have to finish. Yeah. But that's just, to quote this as a mocker, that is very, very difficult to say the least. That's why they thought that it was a joke. He didn't believe that I claimed it. It's in print. It really isn't print. That Yeshua has on his stuff. He has like that. The Rosh Hashulchan has of all the Protestant times. The Rosh Hashulchan has this now. The Pashto of Mishnah Berurah says not so. Mishnah Berurah says whenever there's a self-zman, means that's when you have to finish. The whole Kriya Shema should be completed before that zman. The whole Mincha should be completed before that zman, whenever that zman is.
That's
right. Yes. Then he tells a story. The Yemas Rasa, and when that is, this man that the Rebbe Shalom gets angry, just for a rega, for a short period of time, what time of the day? Early, late, afternoon, midnight, beginning of the night, end of the night, something come on, Rabbi, Vana Tlat Shoy Tamaisa, it's some split second, a fraction of a second, within the first 3 hours of the day. You know, that's quite a certain hours of the day. That's quite a needle and haystack.
Right.
How are you going to find that? Oh, so he tells you the Sulu movie. Kishibra Kavalt at the time of Berma, when the cock on top of the rooster turns white. Kishibra is white. The koi, and the rooster sitting on one leg. The koi achat karam. When the rooster sitting on one leg, and the thing on top turns white, that's the thing. We're facing him harder. What kind of a sin is that? Kol shayta v'shayta nami kol yachi. All the time the rooster stays on one leg, and it's always white on top. So what's the big sin? No, kol shayta, all the time when he stands on one leg, and it's white on top, this way should write his sumki. There are red, streaks right from the red, from the blood vessel. By his shayta, that split second, the Rebbe Shlomo was angry, pure white, leg that should write his sumki. Yes. There aren't any red streaks, so that's the time that we can figure out also. So whenever you have an enemy, when you run a curse, so we can do the same chokhmah that Bilam did. So the Gemara tells them, I should show you, Ahud Tzeduki, there was one Tzeduki, Tzeduki has 2 years ago, it says Ahud Tzeduki, Ahud Nochu. Was he an apicurus or was he a god? Tzeduki is going to discuss Allah HaMaisi, the difference between the 2 years. There was once a person, the Havid Yeshiva Usle, he lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shulman, maybe, Hab Kamitzai Leituva Bikroi. He used to check with Rabbi Shulman Levi Allah about Tzukim in Tanakh. Christological references. You used to check them. I said, Yashkedot. The Tashkent said that's a Tzuki, no?
Yeah.
And the guys don't check it. Tzuki check. The Jews of Jesus, they check. So the Gemara says there was once this individual, either Tzuki or Nachri, he was the shepherd of Shimon Levi. Mitzaylai Tuvi used to bother him a lot to Kroi based on Tzuki from Tanakh. And this Rabbi Shimon Levi couldn't take it anymore, so he decided he was going to curse him, and at that split second that the curse is going to be called, and get rid of him. Yeah, my had one fine day, Shokotah the Gerba, He took Rabbi Shimon Levi, took a rooster, and then carried the answer, and he tied it up by the leg of the bed, the Ian Bay, and he's standing and watching the top one is going to come. White cover, he had in mind, he mata hahi shaita, and he'll come, that's the second alatje. I will curse him, and the curse will take effect, and I'll be puffed from the trouble. He mata hahi shaita, he's standing and watching the whole time for 3 hours, he has to watch. Ninth, he fell asleep. So what's the moral of the story? Amash Maminos, he says, you can see, love Erechav and love Erechav. It's not proper to curse humanity in such a way that you should drop dead, because after all it says, Racham of Alkom Isaac said, you have to have Rachmanis on everybody. That's the question. What does it mean, Racham of, the Rebbeinu's mercies are on all of his creatures? It means the Rebbeinu has to have Rachmanis, and we should have Rachmanis. That's what we're going to see in a minute, the Taisus of Sid, and it says in another passage, Gam Anosh Va Tzadik Lo Tov. It's not good for Tzadik to be the cause of Tzadik should curse our Russia, that the Russia should die. Let the Rebbeinu Shalom take care. He shouldn't be the one to cause him to die. Gam Anosh Va Tzadik Lo Tov. That's what we say at night, before we go to sleep. So we say in the Nusach, Lo Yanosh, Lo Yanosh Umadam Nesibo Sneak. As Amidus Chassidus, the Gemara says in the Gila, that he has different Tanoim and Amoron, Bameh Harach Tayomim. Today they asked that, so the guy says he had drank schnapps every morning, he lived to the age of 115, whatever. Yep. So all the Tanoim and Yamarang, when they asked them, they said in the school, so this Midas Chassidus, that Midas Chassidus. So the Gemara, one of them was, that when he went to sleep, he forgave anybody and everybody who had bothered him that day, in order that he shouldn't be responsible for anyone else's punishment. So that's this part, the Kama Noshla Tzadik Lotov. He didn't want to let your nation know that the week says. Many people don't know what they're saying. They don't But he goes to that's a Midas Chassidus, we must know anybody who the Abul. That's what he, Rabbi Shulman Levi, came to the realization, Kama Noshla Tzadik Lotov. There is a Machlekes Achreinim here, it's interesting. Machlekes Achreinim in the Chubis form, if you look on the side of the Anaykes, so they quote the Machlekes of Knesset Shechet, with others, this idea of Gama Nosh La Tzadik Lo Tov, well, your nation, Madame, the Sifra Sifra, does that mean if I cursed him, and he's going to be managed because of me, that Tzadik shouldn't be responsible? What if someone babbled me? I have nothing to do with it. I'm completely innocent, and somebody babbled me to do it. So, in other man, this is going to punish me. Otherwise, they're going to punish that person for bothering me. So, do you say that's also Gama Noshua Tzadik Loto? It's a Midas Chassidus that I should be Moichel him, even though I wasn't at all responsible for his chet at all. He did it all on his own. This person did it all on his own, had nothing to do with him. And he bothered me, so do you say, that's not Gama Noshua Tzadik Loto? I'm not cursing him. I didn't anger him. I'm just an object. That's the pashtus. And some Achayim say no, that even in such a case also, the Midas Chassidus requires that the Chassid, that the Tzadik, not Chisu, the Chassid Mishu is nothing, it should be Merchel Gam also. Even with the Mechila, it doesn't mean the guy's going to get off scot-free. That's when they tell the story that Achayim was that he was traveling on a train, and some Balabrot was Mabazin, he didn't realize that this was the famous Brisker Rav. But then when later on when they came to shul and realized that that was his brother, he asked them Mechila. So he said, you ba'abled me as a Thomas Kochen, so then I have a right to be Moichel you. So he delabeled. That's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin and Ramad Izara. He massaged Hashem Chet to the Sarah, so Yehki Yom Alon, that's my service, I can never leave. But as a human being, the cover of this that I deserve as a human being, that I'm not about the boss to be Moichel. Every human being deserves that minimum amount of decency. He said, I've come to that, I can't think much of you. I'm not a balabot on that. I'm a human being like everybody else. There is delay. But the human being is the humanity that I have. I'm not the Bible man. Well, let's say a person is Mavazi or Talmud Chokhan. The Talmud Chokhan is a Tzadik and a Chokhan and he's Michael. But the Elbin Atari can't be Michael. The Zoyan Atari can't be Michael. So that the other person is going to be managed for, even if the Talmud Chokhan is Michael 1,000 times.
That's the Shadrach, this is Gemara, the Hadamach Levi. Gala Noshla Tzadik Lo Tov, he is in the duper of the story was that Bishop Reyes is going to curse him. That's stuck in that right. But what if he wouldn't curse him? What if the other fellow would be Nenash Machmasai? Totally not his fault at all. I didn't do anything that prompted him to behave on me. So is there a Midas Chassidus there also to be Michael Hem? What do you say, no? That's not Gama Nosh La Tzadik Lo Tov.
That's not like it's
nothing. No.
Hungry?
You went hungry?
So they want to tell the story that it's not proper. That it's not proper to curse. So here Pesach is bothered with a kashya, the second Pesach on the omelet. There is a price in Abu Dizor that's called Rabban Beis that says Hatzdukim, according to the Gersa Ha'ud Tuki, that the Kabbalah that Yiddish have to curse, but the price that says in Abu Dizor that it's Tuki is Malibim below Malvin. If there's a boar, so this Abu Kurdish really deserves an Elimish. There's a principle of Bez Matan Yom Shishman and Abiyah. Then if they feel it necessary, they have the right to punish a person, they know Nish Malkus, they know Nish Miso, they know Nish Mammon, Shalem and Adin, even though in accordance with the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Sfit Talach, he doesn't get any Einish. But for the Tikkun Amdina, if this Apikurus is going to say all the his Apikurus, he's going to destroy the whole community. This is the Chazon Ish, right? So this man is at Zazman Flam, you have so many Apikurus, what are you going to accomplish? You're going to bump off one Apikurus. You're going to have another million Apikurus. And you're going to kill an Apikurus by Maribin, let's say you con him into going down into a board, and then you lock the board and you take away the step. But then you've got to write it up in all the newspapers that the Chazon Ish killed an Apikurus, and let's say this Chazon Ish is so unreasonable, that one of them is so unreasonable, and so on. So just cause more of these are not there. If you won't accomplish anything, so then you don't have this deal. This halacha, a reasonable amount, and I'm going to say the lives that they're stuck in, it's an inyan to cause them to die, to kill them, they're dying, that's not. But to cause grammar tzicha, that's an inyan, that's based on makal yam, sheshlam yam adin, if it's lost. And the Haru HaShon, the Mikdad Lufthi, in Mara says in the Bama Zafdan, if you feel you're going to accomplish something, so if it's a Yiddish Efrum, Yiddish Ekeila, and there's one, look off the curves, and he keeps on hacking people outside, and he's causing people to sin, and to lose their money, so if you bump him off, so frankly, that'll be the end of the problem, and the community will be observing. But if you have somebody up the question, and it'll be taken wrong, it won't be understood, it's just it'll cause Mochil Hashem, so then you're not allowed. The place visualizes the case, that his mind is not necessarily correct the way they visualize, there is one, they visualize, but maybe in summer was the same type of the case as it was with Manatanoi, when they said that Apikurism and Tzedukim are Maridim of Aymal. The fact that Akash, if in the name, and you should cause that he should die, Maridim of Aymal, and by Rosh Hashanah. So what's so bad about cursing him? Down to the Rosh Hashanah that he should die, so what's so bad? Yes, that's Kavakayla. I'm not even causing him that, I'm just cursing him in the Rosh Hashanah that he doesn't listen to my curse now. That's easier. So why should, what's wrong with that? That's a different thing, Chatoim Alokhoitim. The Swiss Kerov used to share a double of it, so let you say what an insidious quote and not Gemara. That Yitamu Chatoim Alokhoitim, it doesn't mean that we're not opposed to evil people. Chatoim means a person who's so involved in Chet that he has become a physical embodiment of Chet. Like Dovid HaMelech says, Ani Tefilo. It means Ani Ish Tefilo. What is Ani Tefilo? He used to daven so much that when the people would see him, they'd say, oh, those are chetzah to see. And same thing over here. Yitamu chatoim in haaretz, just because the guy doesn't have air once in a while, you're not allowed to daven the yishitah. But if the person is so involved in chetz, that he became, he represents chetz, so then that's called a chatzah. He said that those people are just, they do sins now and then, but they're not the embodiments of Christ. These are not the people that you should even follow the nation's God. That's another thing. There's nothing about mastering to the government. That's another thing. The Tysus here, the cash will be here, boss, the Shlech, the Allah, the Marina, the Lamam, and the Tysus, according to the kind of idea of them, that you should do it, but that you should bother the Rebbe Shalom, you should curse them, that the Rebbe Shalom should cause them to die, that's not proper. I to be there on the day of mine, la ba rachal, la hamisham, la hachricham, la la rachal, la hachricham, 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 it's not proper. The Gemara says, unless if there's a Bezer Shalmata where can you take care of, then you have to go to Bezer Shalmata. If there's no Bezer in the world, there's no Bezer Shalmata to take care of, then you're permitted to be Moshe Dina La Shalmata. But otherwise it's awesome. And that's what Taisha says the first day. Okay. That's everything Fakir says about the Rizor. So the first heritage is that you shouldn't be Moshe Dina La Shemayim. It's better to do the Yadam rather than the Matriach. La Hanisha wa la Hatshvich.
come. Mashiach needs to be Mashiach to the world. Mashiach to the Bezna Shalmaim. Matshvid. Lahatshvidah. I mean, but if you have like we have Lahatshvicham, I mean Lahatshvicham to the Bezna Shalmaim. Shouldn't be Mashiach to the Bezna Shalmaim. That's it. That might be Mashiach. Then Taisi says, but if you have the other gift, you have the Yashin HaKaz, if Lechazim, then it's Micha, because the Gemara says, that's right, and the Zohar HaKaz, if you have a Nachi, who's Zohar HaKaz, then the Din is Loma, and the Loma reading. You're not permitted to save his life, because after all, he's a Zohar HaKaz, not Tana Nachi. Zohar HaKaz means he's in violation of the seven mitzvahs in the Nina, Zohar HaKaz. But the Loma reading, but you're not allowed to cause him to die either. That the ground is Micha is off. So if you have the gear to Hahu Nachi, then it's simple why the Gemara says that it's sin proper. But even if you have the gear to Utsuduki, and if Duke normally are Maribin, the Gramit Tichah is Mutter, the Taisus in the first pair claims, it's only Gramit Tichah that you do, but the Bavit and the Baruch Shalom that he should do it, that's the intro. According to the second pair, that guy should agree with the first pair. That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara in Baruch Shalom. That's a Gemara in Baruch Shalom. That's a Gemara in Baruch Shalom. Unless there's no Baruch Shalom, that they can take care of. And many years ago, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I went to visit the Nazir. He was a Talmud of Rav Kook. So he had a whole conversation with me, trying to convince me to become a vegetarian. And his wife said, don't give the young man a hard time, his wife is going to get angry at you. But she started to ask my wife, does she study any Torah? She said, yeah, a little bit. And my wife, do you read in Hebrew? She said, do you recall where it says, Habira Deret Yisrael Machi? She said, no, she had the expression, she didn't know where it said. So I said, how's she supposed to know? I don't remember where it said. She said, you might know where it said. I said, well, I'm going back. She tells me, I tell me, you're saying she's down here. Oh, look, I tell you, I don't remember where it said. I don't know. They start telling me all the whole word from our cook. Because you know, in the end of all the pastor, the deal is that when, sometimes when people die, so the money goes to the illusion to the children. Sometimes it depends who died first. During the war, when the Nazis were killing a lot of Jews, there was any term after the war. This one was killed first, and then the Yerusha goes in this direction. That one was killed first, and the Yerusha goes in a different direction. Those ones end up in the same packet. And if you have a subject, you don't know who died first. You have a series of Mishnayis in the end of Father Bach, the President Shemais. So the Mishnayis discuss who died first, and if it's a subject, come back to the Father Raya, the Chazok. Usually the rule is that if one person died first, then the Yerusha gets it. If the other person died and was killed first, then the Balkite gets it. So then the Yerush is always called Muchzuk in the face of the Balkhoi. That's Machlein in the Shana Tisul, but the Balkhoi is on the Midrash to Gobi Dami and now, so we pass not to Gobi Dami, so the Muchzuk is called Yerush. But what if it's a toss-up between one Yerush and another? If he died first, or he was killed first, then it goes to this Yerush. If he was killed first, it goes to that Yerush, then which Yerush is called more Muchzuk than which? So how can they declare which is which Yerush should be Achloikus? So the Mishnah has there Machloikus Hasanayim in one case. A husband and a wife, they both killed it, they both died, and you don't know who died first. If first the wife died, then the father of the Yerusha is his child, then after he dies, then the Yerusha goes to his children. But if the husband died and was killed first, and then the wife died, so then it goes to her family. It goes to her father. The father of the Yerusha is only if the husband dies after the wife. The wife dies first, then the husband. If the husband dies first, then it doesn't actually be careful to give over to his Yerusha. So what do you do if it's such a case? You don't know whether the husband died first or the wife died first. What do you do? There is a machloekes hatanaim. So we pass in such a case, ho behuchtav kol nachlov behoifei hasheda. That since the nachlov was in the wife's sheda, the husband may not be from a different sheda, so the sheda is muchtav on the money, and it's a toss-up between Yerusha Tachal and Yerusha Tachal, and the blood relatives, and it goes to the Yerusha Tachal. But that's what the Gemara says, that there was one of the Chachamim, I think Reb Meir, one of the Chachamim when he lived in Bavel, so he interpreted the Mishnah one way. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he said, Avir of Eretz Yisrael Machdim, and he interpreted the Mishnah differently. So the Nazir told me that time that Rav Kook said, what's that this punkt on this Gemara? In Ganshat, it never has it. Rav Kook here. They said, Rav Kook commented, Kaufman, he lived in Bavel, he never noticed that there's such a concept of the property having a special chalashen because it belongs to somebody. Let's say I own this sefer, and you have a copy of the sefer one. Now mine is called a shechta sefer. And you, everyone owns something, I had a jacket that has a property. So the fact that I own it, it gives it a special property. No, it's a relationship. If I own some property, there's a relationship between me and Yaki. It makes it a different color. As soon as I buy it, it changes colors. Instead of being blue, it becomes red. Does it change colors? The texture stays the same. We don't say everything is exactly the same. Nothing changes. It's just a relationship. So Rabzei recalls now he was in problem. He never saw that there's a concept that because the mechot is long to one shaved as opposed to another shaved, and the halashem and the chesed that should make a difference. When he came there, he saw that it's all divided. Lishvatim. And it's a Chal Hashem and a Chetzel, as you have this week's letter by the Birchot Yaakov. So Yaakov then gave the bracha to Binyamin. Binyamin said, Yitro, Papa, Yitro, 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 Yitro. So the Talmud Munkulis says that that refers to the Beit HaMikdash. In what course, I love it, that refers to the Beit HaMikdash. The Mizbech has to be built, the Chelfa Shal Binyamin. The Gemara says on the last Daf in Sukkah that when they were making fun, that when she was making fun of the Mizbeach, so she said, Lucas, Lucas, she called the Mizbeach a wolf. Because it says, the Mizbeach Yitro, the Mizbeach is like a wolf, that it devours, the wolf devours the other animals, but the Mizbeach devours the Korban. So she called it Lucas, Lucas, Lucas is the Greek word for a wolf. That's a holy idea. It's a mocker in the Kurdish, that the Mizbeach is called a wolf. She said it in a derogatory fashion, so that's why they were punished. That's why that whole section of the Korban were punished, because they had one daughter, that one member of that section of the Kohanim who were making fun of the Mizbech. But the Mizbech was called Mizbech. That's in today's Sedra. But the Pasuk says, the Yom Mizbech Yitro. He will have him in just due to the Chalkish of the Yom. But Berek and Yechel Ha'ad, but Lerav Yechal Ha'shalom, the Tamish Shusach and Tamish Shabein Abayim should be offered on the Mizbech every day. That's what the Tamim Unkul says. So the Gemara says in Zvochen, in Megill, and other places, that the Mizbech has to be closed entirely to the Chalkish of the Yom. And the borderline between Eretz and Yom and Eretz Yehud, the Kruach comes through the Beit HaMikdash, and it is cut into the area where the Mizbech should have been built, and because part of that area was Chelkesh Ol Yehuda, not Chelkesh Ol Binyamin, so they didn't build the bottom of the Mizbech as a full square. Part of the Mizbech, part of the floor of the Mizbech was missing. It wasn't a square, it's a strange shape. So what do you see from that halacha? You see that it's not some ownership, that I own this Gemara, you own this space, and so there's a relationship. In Eretz Yisrael, when you divide Eretz Yisrael Shvatim, there's a Chal Hashem, that this is called Chalke Shal Yehuda, not called Chalke Shal Binyamin, not called Chalke Shal Ephraim, and so on. That's what the Nazi said, that Rav Kook interpreted in that Gemara. When Rav Zeir retained Eretz Yisrael, when he saw it, it's such a Chal Hashem, Uchtukon Nachla Boros HaShevet, that the Chalokim and Eretz Yisrael divided, this is Chalke Shal Yehuda, not Chalke Shal Binyamin, so go on the pardon that may be the Pshat in the Mishnah, and that's how we found it. That there's a concept of when it's a Yerush versus a Yerush, it's both Yerushim. So why should you consider one Mukhtas and the other? No. But if these Yerushim belong to the same Shevet, and the other Yerushim belong to a different Shevet, and that's why that it's already called Mukhtas and Akhla, this he only came to realize when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Kozman, he was a Chutzpah, he never saw such a concept. That the fact that it belongs to someone should create a Chal Hashem on a Chetzit. It's a Kozman, he realized it. That's what he wants to say, Avir is Eretz Yisrael, not me. So he sort of implied, it doesn't mean as far as everything is concerned. Abitai told Machim on this issue. He saw the Chush, he saw the Yenayim that it was done. Abum just taking off from the
year. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that I'm going to say that the Koya of Abiru by the Machim came from Abiru, looking over the direction.